my dreams of destiny. Let me go, 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 let me go. You gotta let me go, let me go, let me go. Right or wrong, let me go, let me go. I'm on my path.
My mama loved me more than I do. She say your pop was just like you. Trapped in a vicious cycle, Jesus' youngest disciple. Tell the judge if he throw the book at me, make it the Bible. Start calling myself the king for lack of a better title. Lawyer be unbelief to my detriment. It's so vital I change or blow opportunities like a choir recital. Now will I or not care who tell it? Meanwhile selling powder puts food in the bellies. Well it's unfortunate your orphanage couldn't keep up the mortgages. Kid go to school stupid, they teachers ignoring it. Sort of jet doom, forced into being a goon. Tell the cushion to jar Mexican ton of balloon. Consumed with the same way of life I left. Everything I know now learned by myself. All you see is the wealth, the miles of ride. It's for bribery, so they don't sympathize. Don't nobody feel sorry, no mercy.
No mercy.
Gospel say they should forgive me, they rather hand me to Satan. Blatant displays the day of hypocrisy. Boy, you got to be kidding. Could it be possibly second coming to pocket me? Remember that when he was here. And when he died, you realize you need him here. God with me, partner, ain't no one for me to fear. Hindsight 2020, future night is clear. But I'm a rider till I die, put bullets between my eye. I just ask I can make my peace with God and say goodbye. Fuck up the world like Lady Di on the day he died. His wife and sons and daughters know that every day he tried to be a better person. All they wanted better verses, they can market to the merchant. But when they close curtains, hey, you could be for certain ain't nobody perfect. But when you're rich, nobody give a shit, no mercy.
No mercy.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Corleone.
Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
I need you, baby. ways and means. The supreme dream team always up with a scheme. From house caps to selling rap, name the theme. I'ma rise to the top, floating on the screen. Who the hell wanna stop me? I hated those who got me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar, dating top divas. Diplomat immunities, no time for a visa. It just begun, I'ma shoot them one by one. Got 5 sides to me, something like a pentagon. Strike with the forces of King Solomon. Letting bygone be bygone and so on and so on. I'ma teach these cats how to live in the ghetto. Keeping it retro, respected from the get-go. Lay low, let my mind shine like a halo. For politics with ghetto senators on the D-Lo.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt-naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Where she at?
Where she at?
You seen her?
Where she at?
You seen
her?
What she say?
You can find me, Jolly Ali, every Thursday, 1 minute past 11:59 p.m. on Left Flank, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/LEFTBLANK.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Dodd from Atlanta Hawks. I'm chilling with Dawn Nicole Young and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Don Nicoleon.
It's your boy Verse Simmons, sitting right here with Don Nicoleon for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl Don Nicoleon. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Gift, and I'm chilling with InTheHeat.com, Donna Colleone.
Yo, Beat Banger, you're watching InTheHeat.com with Donna Colleone.
What's up? This is Derek J with InTheHeat.com, Donna Colleone. Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the First, and you watching InTheHeat.com. Hey, therefore, I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh, boy.
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with InTheHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? Girl, Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on InTheHeat.com, Don Carleon.
You're tuning in to InTheHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I told you, InTheHeat. Don Carleone.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Don Carleone Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only...
We're so ATL,
man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure deal me?
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Grammys' Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubai Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise.
Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, Straight Cross, brought to you by Trapaholic Update. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Baby Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as Jane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe it.
Like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I...
Return with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Colleone Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGAG Radio.
All right, now, welcome everybody to the Donna Colleone Show. You already know it. We podcast live weekdays, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. I am your girl, Donna Colleone, Georgia Gossip, in the heat, in the building. You already knew it. Yeah, 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 man. I hope you guys had a wonderful goddamn. Chill. I hope you guys had a wonderful, strong beginning. Please believe it. Yeah. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Donna Colleone Show. Special shout out to everybody in the VIP chat room. Please believe it. Love y'all so much.
I love y'all so much, man. I love you so much. I couldn't wait for Monday. Yeah. You know what Blog Talk has gotten to be like? Like a fucking, like, television. You ever notice that shit? Blog Talk is now like TV. You just be clicking on shit, ain't nothing going on, just some boring-ass fucking shows and shit, man. I hate it. It has gotten to be like television, okay? Blog Talk is certainly just flipping through goddamn shit. So anybody that's like some of my friends on Blog Talk and shit that be seeing what I be watching, listening to, listen, man. Bitch, just be bored, just flipping through shit, just bored as hell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit. And then all the real good goddamn shows come on once a fucking week. What the fuck up with all the once a week shows? Come on. That's some bullshit. Nigga can't wait to Sunday. Nigga can't wait to Wednesday at 11:59 a.m. type shit. Like, listening to watching, waiting on Jolie's show, Left Blank, it's like, I just remember being a child trying to stay up for Showtime night at the Apollo and shit. And my brothers would have to try to keep me up and wash my eyes and shit. We try to stay up late just to watch that shit. That's how Jolly yeah. Show feels. I mean, that's your call right there. Go take care of that boo-boo. That's the million-dollar call, baby. Big ups all the million-dollar calls going on today. Yes, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Allah Akbar. Yeah. Like you said, most people don't even watch TV but be on here all day. Hey, man, but that's what it feel like. You know, if you ever find yourself on Blog Talk, when you see, like, certain topics or certain black people images as the host and shit, you just be clicking on that shit like a TV guide and shit. All right, that's it. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. All right, man, a lot went on during the strong beginning, which you guys were under the brainwash of this spell of illusion to believe that it's called the weekend. But a lot of things went on the strong beginning, Saturday and Sunday and all that good stuff. Of course, Basketball Wives season finale. I see a few people that was in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, doing the song and the break and the commercial and all that good stuff, talking about it. I'll play that clip, though, but first, man, I got the news. I got all this coming up next. And some more good things, man. God be willing. I just want to just thank y'all once again, though, for tuning in to the Don Nicoleon Show. And we'll be right back, man. I got the news coming up next.
It's a new day, and all you gossiping, backstabbing, habitual haters, you're all history.
History.
So you can hate or hail the queen.
All hail the queen.
But it don't matter.
But it don't matter.
Cause you ain't got nothing for us.
You ain't got nothing for us.
So as long as you live, remember this. Remember this.
You can't fuck with Queen B. Queen B.
Can't put this
money in a casket.
I can't put these cars in a box with the ashes.
I can't take these diamonds with me when I die.
No, no,
I can't build that pretty white house in the sky.
No. I know you wishing that you wrote this song, but these same words coming from you would be a joke. You better off taking heed from your boy Jade. I know you hate dying,
but you won't die.
I got a hope. I think for the future, babe. Paul, y'all nearsighted. A lot of y'all can't see that far. Rock like the street lights.
Baby, watch them glow.
Red, yellow, and green.
Don't know where the top will go.
I'm a chameleon. I got many styles and rhymes.
Like a bottle of fine wine. Just get better with time.
From hardcore to notorious. Y'all study my flow. And still.
You can't fuck with crazy.
Whether you
got a wicked jump shot, or just a fiend for this queen, bitch, a hip-hop. Every bag dude, from the barbershop to the car show, the industry, down the wall.
What you got, what does she need? What is the time, I wanna give it to her, tell her please. Be my girl, I'll give her anything, with a heart desire, this whole world.
Just cause you ain't a millionaire, don't mean you can't compete. You ain't gotta be filthy rich, but you can't be cheap. I like a man that can stand on his own two feet. Got a strong business mind, straight out the street. He gotta have security, power, and wealth.
Cause I can do that by my goddamn self.
And if you're spiritual, got a good heart, and can make me laugh, yeah.
You can get with
in the cards for Lil' Kim to get richer and richer. So like it or not, I am who I am. When I die, hold my body in the Brooklyn Museum.
Now take it for the bridge.
Don't that feel good? Full four, sing the break one more time. Come on.
Show, man, oh man, listen, man, I'm gonna have to play one more goddamn song real quick, man. I got a call real quick. I apologize, man. I'm sorry, man. I'll play something I know y'all will love. You feel me? Just give me like 2 motherfucking minutes. This goes out to all the niggas who still be goddamn thinking that they should chase the cat. Be right back.
This is a story of famous dogs, but the dog that tells this tale will be busy. He's a happy dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dog, funky dog.
from a side to the guy. Look what the dog is made. What must I feel like that? What must I face together? Look what the dog in me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Look what the dog in me.
Please forgive me. God damn it. Y'all know I'm black. God damn it. Certain shit, I got to stop what I'm doing. You feel me? Y'all know I'm black. Come on now. Come on now. I don't work for syndicated radio stations and shit, okay? God damn it. If I fucking phone ring, I got to take a call. God damn it. Y'all know I'm black. Then I'm motherfucker. I'm a real nigga. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Don't pretend, God damn it. You don't get paid for pretending. Shit, even my mama call, I'ma answer this goddamn phone. You feel me? That's why, you know, and be honest with you, though, I did get offers to come work for syndicated radio stations, and I turned them down. 107.9 in Atlanta, one out in, I can't think of the other name, in Dublin, Georgia, a few syndicated stations. And, oh, shit, also, shit, my boy Gary Burns, he's a Jew, of course. He's actually responsible for the Steve Harvey Show, Monique Show, when she had her radio shows, Ricky Smiley and all them cats. And honestly, I turned them down because it's something about, I'm sorry, I'm like one of them niggas, something about my freedom. I don't want to be, I don't know, obligated for a check. I just don't. For some, I mean, I love the way that my life is flowing, even though, you know, I mean, I like money. I like having money. I like having my own money. But the thing about it is when I got to fucking wake up and think about your fucking job, nigga, I don't want to get paid to be thinking about your fucking job. I don't want to go to sleep saying I got to get up and wake up in the morning for your fucking job. It's just something about that shit. I can't fucking do it. And Atlanta is about an hour and 30 minutes from me. You understand how the fuck I feel like the rest of these motherfuckers in America and shit. Like praying to the slave. I can't fucking do it. And then I think about, you know, people say, you know, well, you have to cut. They told me, you know, they love my personality. I bring some new shit to the radio and all this type of stuff. But, you know, and people thought that it would be hard for me to actually stop the cussing. No, trust me. Don DeColeone does not cuss on a regular basis, just to you guys. Let me just put that on record. Y'all are special. If y'all got me cussing, that's because I love you. You feel me? That's a little bit different. Same way I tell my mama and my children and my husband, nigga, if I'm cussing at you, that's because I love you. All right? But at the end of the day, you know, I couldn't do it because, first and foremost, I am a homemaker, believe it or not. I'm a homemaker. Yes, Don DeColeone is a mom. Yes, she is. Look at my husband. She's a damn good one, too. Damn good one. Damn good homemaker at that. But, you know, I'm a homemaker. Check my sign. I'm a Cancer. I'm family oriented. I'm not, like, as much as I, even though I was born on Independence Day and shit, as much as I would love to believe and give myself a shot of illusion in my head that I'd be an independent black woman, I couldn't do it without my husband and my children. So, I mean, it's just certain goddamn things. To me, all money ain't good money. I've worked. The longest I ever held down a job was 2 weeks. The shortest I ever held down a job was 4 days. Okay? Big ups to that. You know, look at him. He like, thank you, Jesus. Yes, my, oh, goddamn. My nigga don't want me doing shit but blog talk. I'm going to tell y'all off the rip, man. He's a hater, man. He don't want me doing shit but blog talk, man. That's all that nigga have. Like, bitch, you doing blog talk today? Phew, don't do nothing else. Don't do nothing else, bitch. Don't do nothing else, hoe. But I'm just saying, you know, like on the real up and up, though, but I just love to be free. And I already know that there are certain rules and regulations when you getting somebody else's check rather than you are the ones that writing your own check. It's just too much for that shit for a bitch like me. You feel me? I just can't do it, man. I still get the goddamn first-class treatment everywhere I go, as if I do, as if I am, you know what I'm saying, known worldwide. I mean, because you really got to look at, like, what's the perks in doing, you know, syndicate radio? And only perks you get, niggas, you get goddamn, you know, you get a seat with your name, and I get that anyway. You know what I'm saying? But a check and all that type of shit, just to lower myself, I can't do it. I can't. I love myself. And then my children are the most busiest motherfuckers in my life other than my husband, and I have to stay on point with my children. You know, I find the time to squeeze in my passion, you know, my talent and my gift in between my husband's life and my children's life. So I know it may look like I'm doing big things. I ain't doing shit big unless it's favoring my husband and my children. You know what I'm saying? If it's around them, then shit, that's what I do. Like, it's just certain days I know I can't do shit. You feel me? If my husband gone and my children busy, ain't no time for Don DeColeon. You feel me? But when these motherfuckers is either sleep or at school, that's Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You feel me? So that's about it. Really, that's about the only time I get around this motherfucker. You feel me? And I be desiring to break free from them motherfuckers, though. As a matter of fact, speaking of desiring to break free, I didn't pay attention to this, but MNBC did an interview on a white woman who wrote a book called, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but what her book was obviously about, she decided. She said she never wanted children, but her husband did, so she had children. You with me? White chick, right? Now, mind you, they are praising this white woman, right? Let it have been a black bitch that been on that show first than the white hoe, okay? But they praising the shit out of her on NBC. They like interviewing this shit. So what made you, wow, that's so fascinating. So what happened next? And she's like, well, you know, because I ain't want children, you know what I'm saying, I went on and told my husband he can have the motherfucking kids because he the one that want them and shit. And them crackers like, oh, man, that's really great, man. So goddammit, the book is coming out. We're so excited. Want to tell all and all this other shit, man, and I didn't pay attention to it, but I just got a little glimpse of it, you know what I'm saying? I just got a little catch of it, and all I said to myself was, God damn it, now if that would have been one black woman, that bitch head would have been chopped the fuck off. Do you understand? In other words, the chick said she never wanted children, had the motherfucker for her husband, and decided at the end of the day, nigga, they yours, them the ones you, and I, first and foremost, I think that was smart. Let me put that on record. Very smart. Very smart. And I will apply that to my life, you know what I'm saying? But because, I mean, anything that come out of me is mine, and I'll fight tooth and nail, even if I'm a dirty-ass mama, and the daddy could be a heavenly father and shit. But I'll fight tooth and nail for anything that come out of my motherfucking pussy. You feel me? I'll just fight that shit, even though I can't stand none of my damn children today. But I still will fight tooth and nail just to have them in my life. But I'm learning there's a new concept going on, and this new concept is this. Listen, ladies, I want y'all to put your ears up closer. Come closer. Come a little closer. Come closer. Come closer to the computer. Come closer to the shit. Listen real quick. If the nigga wants you to have his baby, get it in writing that when you do, you the baby belongs to him. Do that shit. And you don't want to, though. Mind you, the key thing is that you don't want to. You don't want any children, but he do. Have him a motherfucker 9 months. Give him what the fuck he want. You gave him the pussy. That's what he wanted. Give him the baby, too. And just walk away. Just that shit got you the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Put that shit in writing. Like, nigga, this shit is yours, motherfucker. It's yours as soon as I drop this motherfucker off on the table. Spit it out. It's yours, motherfucker. It's yours, all right? I'm serious, man. And that helps a little bit, you know, because I've been in a situation where I ain't want nan nigga, baby. You feel me? But I end up having them, okay? But another sister, like, I'm sure there's women around the world that her and the dude discuss to have the baby and he'll take care of it. I'm sure there's a lot of that. You know, just have the baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be there in the baby's life. I'm going to take care of it and all this shit. And then you find out that the nigga jetted. Oh, shit. Duh, that happened in my goddamn life, too. What is all that? That happened in my goddamn life. Ain't that a bitch? I just thought about that shit. Hell no. I was fucked up about it. That was my ex-husband. Like, have the baby. I take care of it. I give that baby everything. As soon as I had that motherfucking baby, man, don't you know that bitch nigga ran out on me. As soon as I had my son, man, that bitch nigga ran out on me. Okay. Y'all can't hear shit. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay. All right. So anyway, thank you, Leonard. So something's wrong with yours, to Hootie Ray. Something wrong with yours. All right, that's it. So I just want to put that on record, though. But y'all, you know, y'all women pregnant and shit because the nigga wanted you to get pregnant. Sit down and have that conversation. They praising white women for that shit, so I'm sure y'all can follow through after this. Yeah, NBC, they praise that little fat white bitch, man. That white bitch was just goddamn happy. Said, look, I ain't want no kids. He want them. I had them, and he got them. That's how that shit go. That's some gangster shit. Doc, I had your baby now, nigga. You want me to have your baby? Doc want to goddamn lock a bitch up. See, I know why Doc want me pregnant. I know why, because he already know I'll be barefooted and pregnant. He already know that shit. Doc be like, I finally got a mind. I finally got her mind. Yeah, cause I'm crazy. I'm not real when I'm pregnant. I'm not fucking real. I'm not real. I don't want to be that. But I'll do it if you want the baby, man. You want the baby? You want me or the baby? Which one is gonna be? Hey, ladies, you can also use this shit too if you don't want to have a baby. What you want? You want me or the baby? You want to have a baby that bad? You don't want me? I'm not good enough. Am I not good enough? I'm your baby. Okay. All right. That's it. So, man. So Hootie Ray in the chat room saying, man, they done cut my darn off. Can't hear shit. Man, you missed that. That wasn't nothing but the Most High, because you would have took my advice. That's why they muted you for a minute. You would, Rodney Walker said, get a room. Nigga, we gonna fuck on this show, nigga. All right, that's enough, man. Y'all always do this shit to me. Let me get to the news, man. I'll tell you, damn, chat room, boy. Watch out for that chat room, boy. Don DeColeon. Speaking of chat room, let me say this real quick before I get to the news, though. I'm gonna put this on record, this little goddamn bitch. From center stage on Blog Talk Radio, man. Y'all know, man, Don don't be doing shit in a motherfucker's chat room but asking questions. The bitch banned me in a time of civil rights activation going on in me. How the fuck? I was activated with the civil rights power to fight what happened in Texas, and this bitch gon' fucking ban me? This center stage ass bitch, this fucking FBI agent with a Blog Talk Radio show, you fucking bitch. Do you fucking know who the fuck I am? You skank, you scalawag, you heifer. Do you fucking know? Yeah, that's right. Somebody said who? Look at in my back. Everybody got my back. These motherfuckers in the chat room got my back. Who did it? Who did it, dog? They got my fucking back. Big ups to H-Tech, goddamn. Yeah, at the end of the day, let me tell you what the fuck happened, okay? All right, now, I'm minding my business like I always do. I'm always minding my motherfucking business, okay? Minding my business. And, oh, shit, big ups to Ampoo. Ampoo, man, oh, my God, Ampoo gave me an astrology reading, man. First of all, I only had the two best months, three, I only had three real good readings in my life. But Ampoo, Heru, got a show on Blog Talk, man. And homeboy gave me a reading, man, and it was fucking, I mean, big ups. I mean, some of these niggas are legit. Big ups to these legit And Samaya, the Oracle, I love her for life. Please believe it. All right, so back to my shit, right? I was minding my business on, there's your call. I was minding my business on Ampoo's show, right? Minding my business, my boy pops up, private messaged me, telling me about a man was shot by the police 12 times in front of his children in a routine traffic check in Texas, right? So, I didn't know that, you know, that it was going to be discussed also on Blog Talk. So after our new Poo show, the Lord told me. See, sometimes I talk, the Lord talks to me. The Lord said, look over there on the right. You know on the right of Blog Talk where it tells you some of the shows that's featured, that's going on, that pops up, like who's what's going on? And so they had the picture of the man that was shot. And it said, on air now. And I said, whoa, okay, that's what he was talking about. So let me just click on it and get an idea of what's going on, right? So it was titled, was it homicide or was it justified? Of course, I put in the chat room, it was justifiable homicide. You feel me? Because it was an assassination. But, you know, I tuned in at the end of the show. And, at the beginning of the show, when I tuned in, they were saying that the police had the guy under surveillance as well. So I'm just putting in questions like, surveillance? Who had him under surveillance? Like, and what the fuck? What was he under surveillance for? I'm asking these type of questions. I said, and then somebody pops up and said, you know, drugs, Don. I said, what, he was a kingpin? He was a drug dealer? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Like, I'm trying to figure this shit out, right? The thing I know, that shit said, bitch, you've been kicked the fuck out. What? You see what the fuck happened? You see what the fuck happened? That shit said, that bitch said, bitch, you've been kicked. So you know how I do it, right? You already know how I do it, okay? What I did. Anybody know what the fuck I did? I called the fuck in. I called the fuck into the fucking show while the brother of the man that was murdered and the bishop and everybody else and the rook and the knight and the motherfucking pawns was on the show, too. I called in. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Because this sometimes, man, it be like the, for the first time in my life, you know what I'm saying, every time, you know, kick me out for asking fucking questions, because I'm trying to get an understanding of what the fuck it is. But the bitch Terry is her fucking name from Center Stage. The bitch apologized because I had to put the bitch on record. I had to put it all on record. You feel me? Like, look here, man. You fucking banned me, man. I'm trying to figure out why the fuck you banned Don Nicole. Y'all, you feel me? I was real respectful, though, because I only disrespect. I only talk the way I talk on my shit. I don't come in nobody's house disrespecting nobody's shit. That's one thing you fucking find out about, Don. I don't come in your shit disrespecting your shit. You feel me? And so, but she apologized like several times talking about she didn't understood, she misread, what the fuck. I'm just trying to figure out, man, how the fuck y'all so fucking smart and can't understand shit? The fuck is that shit? You know what I'm saying? All right, so that's that. I just wanted to get all that shit out on record, but, you know, man, fuck these motherfuckers. They're asking that we all help and shit and get together and do a petition and all this faggot-ass bullshit, and then, bitch, you gonna ban me for asking questions, ho? I don't motherfucking bust a nut unless I ask the question first. You feel me? Get your goddamn answers. Like, what the fuck type faggot shit that is? You feel me? Now, goddamn, I don't talk for a whole goddamn 30 goddamn minutes without giving my damn news report. Fuck it. I have to get my news in the morning then. I got to get a day's news for the new day. what did she think she read? You tell me. She did mention, you know, for the respect of the family and shit. I'm like, nigga, we trying to get some goddamn answers. Like, this bitch asking all the goddamn questions. I'm asking the same fucking questions in the chat room, but I get fucking banned. You feel me? Fuck you black niggas on BTR. Fuck you skank-ass goddamn FBI agents. Y'all motherfuckers ain't shit. Yeah. Fuck you. That's what the fuck I mean. You know what I'm saying? Cause, well, I mean, shit, you know, my people was ready to step in. I got folks in the Pentagon. You feel me? I got folks in the CIA. You feel me? We was ready to step in and investigate this motherfucking shit. You feel me? See, people don't understand, man. You just got to be careful who the fuck you ban. You feel me? All right. Shit. Jolly crazy. All right, that's enough, man. Y'all niggas. Okay, listen to this shit real quick. Maybe, I mean, this shit is crazy. This shit here is going to make a lot of people a little bit upset. Well, if you in Georgia, it should. Like, what the fuck is going on? But have y'all seen that this proposed law, women get death if they miscarry? The death penalty is given, and they're trying to propose this law where women who miscarry get the death penalty. Check this shit out.
A Republican lawmaker is under fire in Georgia for pushing a bill that says pregnant women should be put to death if they have a miscarriage. Yeah, everyone, from expectant moms to political wonks, call it an insult to both women's health and reproductive rights. But attempts at similar legislation in other states raise serious questions. Why is there such a push to hold women criminally liable for a common and natural biological process? Jen Phillips has been covering this controversy for Mother Jones magazine and joins us now. So, Jen, first and foremost, this sort of thing, it came up before, as I mentioned, in the state of Utah. It failed there. So are Georgia legislators really taking this bill seriously?
Well, that's a good question. The bill is so extreme. I really hope they're not. First of all, it completely overturns Roe v. Wade in the state of Georgia, which is in of itself very radical. But secondly, like you said, it does criminalize miscarriages. It holds women accountable for a process that is totally natural and very common.
So Republican State Representative Bobby Franklin is the man that's pushing this bill, which is also anti-abortion, I need to add. He's already a pretty controversial figure thanks to legislation that he pushed last year, which he tried to make rape and domestic violence victims into accusers. So how did this guy get elected first, and then what's the perception of him drafting this kind of stuff for the state of Georgia, the people that he represents there?
Well, I'm not quite sure how he got elected. I mean, I'm not living in the state of Georgia. As far as how this bill got written, that's a great question. It's very legally kind of murky. I mean, the language is very strange. So I'm really not sure who he used to help draft this bill.
Yeah, well, I used to live in Georgia. I can say, and I know a lot of women that live in Georgia that would find this pretty absurd to think about this. What do you think, though, from your reporting, though, that the bill is actually going to have some headway?
Well, I think it's revolutionary just in the fact that it does completely overturn Roe v. Wade, and it's actually made it to the Georgia State Legislature. I mean, that just in and of itself is pretty radical, and there have been, you know, there's stuff going on in South Dakota and in Nebraska, and it just seems like this Republican war on reproductive rights is not just continuing, but getting stronger.
Well, it's something women need to be aware of. Jen Phillips from Mother Jones Magazine. Jen, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Man, none of that shit made motherfucking sense other than the beginning of the goddamn shit. Who the fuck, man, goddamn crackers, kill yourselves. Just kill your motherfucking self. You use no fucking knowledge, no logic, no fuck. I mean, this bitch is like, well, you know, this nigga like, well, I lived in Georgia. I mean, I was a man in Georgia. I know some women in Georgia. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up, crackers. Goddamn, the hell is that stupid ass shit? Okay, listen real quick, okay? Now, I know what you're thinking. See, do y'all see what the fuck is going on? Y'all see what the fuck is going on? Do y'all see what the fuck is going on? Now, this just in Georgia, right? Like I said Friday, why you think I said a lot of fuck you Fridays? Who want to institute that law? A motherfucking man. A fucking man. A fucking man. a man, like I fucking said, men done fucked up every goddamn thing. Now they trying to motherfucking say anything that nature calls, y'all bitches going to die for. Yeah. Ain't that a bitch? But meanwhile, abortions is legal. Yeah. Hello? You know why? You know why abortion's illegal? Because it costs fucking money and they get fucking paid. Do you understand? They can't patent fucking miscarriages. Let me put that on record. Do you understand? Let me stop clapping for a minute. They cannot patent fucking miscarriages, but they can patent fucking abortions. Do you understand how this shit motherfucking go? All right? Did I just speak a little too motherfucking intellectual for you niggas when I said patent? They can't patent miscarriages, but they can patent abortions the same way they can patent designer drugs and can't patent marijuana or anything of natural from the planet Earth, such as herb and vegetation that can kill your ass. They can't patent that, but that's why they can patent designer drugs, and that's why they can patent abortions, but they can't patent miscarriage. Anything they can patent, they make money off of. Do you understand what the fuck I'm saying? They make money off your motherfucking abortions. Do you understand? Because it's what we call clean. In other words, I'll tell you what an abortion is. Abortion is no different than taking your liver out or your, give me something else that they can use for science or donate to something else. Your liver, your kidneys, your heart. That's because it's a clean incision. Abortion means that the baby self-aborted, so you can imagine like it explodes or something in you. So that's something they can't patent. They can't take that and sell it to what is considered the cosmetic companies or the drug companies. What else they use the embryos for, the aborted embryos? They use it for a lot of shit, studies and all that type of shit. They can't patent. I mean, they get paid off of abortion babies and shit. They get paid triple times and shit. They can't patent your fucking miscarriages. I'm just putting that shit on record, all right? So, you know, just something to wrap your motherfucking mind around, all right? But I'm telling you now, women, that's why I said y'all keep thinking I'm be bullshitting when it says, woe to the mothers who give suck. In the last days, we are living in the last days of motherfucking time, man. I ain't trying to sound like one of them goddamn end of the world radicals or some shit, but nigga, this is the end of the goddamn days. This is the end of days right the fuck here. Who got time to be trying to be carrying one of them motherfuckers? And at the end of the goddamn day, the law decides who lives and who survives. You have no right now. Not even with that baby in your belly. You have no right over that baby, motherfucker. That's what I'm telling y'all right now. So y'all got to watch out, man. Y'all got to be, y'all. I mean, this ain't the time to be on your back, goddamn letting a nigga go to the bathroom on you, man. Rich Cannon said, last days for who? For your ass, Rich. That's what for, nigga. Shit. Last days for your motherfucking ass, nigga. That's what the fuck it is, nigga. Last days for all human beings who ain't worth shit to society. These are your last days. All right, I'm putting that on record. Shit, that's y'all last days, man. Hey, anybody want to comment on this shit? Come on, I'll just motherfucking keep it pushing. To go to the next news thing. The call in number 347-884-9239. Goddamn the miscarriage. Goddamn conversation. Yeah, this in Georgia. You can imagine, like, fucking niggas, man. They fucking think they go. What bothers me about the mind of man, no disrespect to any of the God men that came to help the woman and the planet Earth and put it back in its original state. I'm not talking about y'all, okay? I'm talking about these sick-ass motherfucking niggas that controls the pen, that got to go. They got to get the fuck on. They got to go. What fucks me up about it is that how the fuck can you fathom passing a fucking law on something that nature decides? You see what I'm saying, Doc? That's why, didn't I fucking say, who was with me Friday? Didn't I motherfucking say that the issue has been against the woman since day one? Didn't I fucking say that shit? How many times I said that the fight, go back to, y'all niggas ain't Christians no more. That's what the fuck happened to you niggas. Y'all ain't Christians. Y'all done got into some black man liberation shit and fucked up. Go back to Christianity. In that goddamn Bible, it said that I will put enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed. Do y'all fucking realize that the war has been with the woman the whole motherfucking time? The war has been with the woman the whole time throughout religion, throughout politics, throughout the world, throughout economics, throughout goddamn the household, throughout IRS, throughout television, throughout the media. There's a concentrated effort to fuck the woman up. Y'all, the fuck y'all keep forgetting that shit. The Bible, goddamn, go back 2,000 motherfucking years, 2011 years. The Bible go back 2011 years, which predates slavery, nigga. And when them faggots wrote that goddamn book, they said enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed, motherfucker. This what the fuck has been going on since we gave men the power to motherfucking run shit. This what the fuck been going on? I'm sorry.
Jolly said evil laugh.
You know, like, fuck, like, shit. Like, y'all niggas better wake the fuck up. That's why the real niggas who really say it's about protecting the woman, it's about protecting the woman, it's about protecting the woman, and then you hear a bunch of old faggot-ass niggas yelling and screaming, the thing is that the agenda is to take the black man out. Nigga, no, motherfucker, take the black woman out, bitch, nigga. She's the creator, you motherfucker. If you take the creator out, nigga, you ain't no threat no motherfucking more, because there will be no more of you born. If anybody, any nigga or any ignorant-ass bitch who still fucking believe that a woman need a man to have a baby, then trust me, if that was the case, they wouldn't be concerned about all these women laws that they're passing. Do you understand? A woman can give birth without the aid of man, my nigga. Start looking that shit up. I did it. I did it my goddamn self. I gave birth to one child without the aid of man. I ain't bullshitting you. On my life, on my womb, on my egg, on my uterus. I ain't bullshitting. It's the fucking truth. Without the aid of man. That I only had one. I swear to fucking God. We've been doing this shit for a long fucking time, so you can tell it is to get rid of the fucking woman. She don't need a fucking male species on this planet. However, because we all coexisting, if we need you for any fucking thing, protect us from these motherfucking serpents. That's all we're asking. Protect us from these serpents. Protect us and our children, which are your children, from these fucking serpents. The fight has always been against the goddamn woman. Look at the call lines lighting up and shit. I ain't letting none of you motherfuckers on. I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, man. All right, let me go to a call. Okay, real quick. 404-547, you're on the air. Come on in. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing today, Don Nicole?
Jolly Rancho! What up, sound great?
You know, I called them because I read some of this proposed bill, and it's got some real good jewels in it. I mean, I from reading it, it doesn't seem like they want it to pass, because as specific as it is, it's still vague. So, you know, one thing they hate is vagueness. So, you know, at best, he may be told to revise it. I don't know when it comes up to vote. He may revise it before it comes up to vote. But as it is now, it seems like a fluff piece, which makes me feel like it's a distraction from another more important bill. You know what I'm saying? Because if you read the bill, it's only sponsored by one person. And a bill of this magnitude, you know, is not, you would normally find some other motherfuckers' names on it. You see what I'm saying? But it's only sponsored by one person. and he covers a lot of ground. Like, he's not just going for miscarriages.
I'm looking at it. Just going to skim through it and give us some parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it right now. Just read through it real quick. Like, I mean,
well,
what
some
mind?
Really important points was when he talks about the Roe versus Wade
right.
conclusion. And what he says is that, he says that basically they were unable to decide when life begins. Okay, so then he goes on to say, are you ready for this? And this is what I thought was very interesting. He says,
what section?
Congress,
take me to it. What section?
This is on page 11. It's under Article 5, and it is line, hold on, it's line, we can just start at line, like 35. The Supreme Court's inability to determine what human life cannot legitimately serve to prohibit Georgia from fulfilling its constitutional mandate to protect the lives of it by prosecuting crimes against that person. He then goes on to say that the United States Congress only applies to five crimes: counterfeiting, piracy, felonies at sea, offenses under the law of nations, and treason. You see? So he's just stated that Congress only has jurisdiction over five crimes. Murder not being counterfeiting, piracy, felony on the high seas, or an offense against the law of nations, or treason. You see? So you were talking not too long ago about asserting jurisdiction when you go to court and, you know, finding
right.
out first, does this court have jurisdiction over this matter? And because people assume that the court does, then the court follows that assumption. Even though I think it's funny because the court also, you know, says that ignorance is not a reason. Like, if you didn't know you were breaking the law, that's not a reason to fucking, you know, be let go. You see what I'm saying?
Ignorance of the law is not a defense.
Ignorance of the law, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's funny that, you know, they would allow that kind of shit to happen. But, I mean, the bill itself has a lot of good information in it, but I doubt the way it's written right now that it will pass.
Say that last thing again. You know what? Whether it passed or not, the point of the matter is that these are sick fucks.
Yeah.
These are sick fucks. I'm just, fuck it. Fuck what happens after the thought and whether or not they co-sign on the thought of this so-called bill. But I'm just saying, man, humans don't put sick fucks to have jurisdiction over their lives. This is the point of voting. This is the point of politics. It's saying that you can't speak for yourself. Thus, y'all appoint everybody to speak for yourself, such as governors, state legislators, presidents, congressmen. Did I miss somebody? Senators. All the motherfuckers, judges, lawyers. That's why people get lawyers. This is all it's saying is that y'all have appointed people to speak for yourselves. You can no longer have, you don't speak for yourself. That was the point of bringing in politics. That's the point of them saying, go on out to vote because you can't speak for yourself, so check one of these motherfuckers to speak for you. This is a result of niggas who allowed the government to speak for them and have jurisdiction not just on the law, but also on the human beings that they're striving to convict.
Yeah,
that's all that shit is.
Because,
I mean, this is with every goddamn thing, though. You know, that's why niggas got to say no to the fucking government. No to voting. No to fuck you. No, you don't exist. No to Obama. Stop saying President Obama. Say you done saw TV and saw niggas talking about this. Just leave the word president. Because, in other words, to say that someone is your president, that means that you can no longer preside over yourself and your family and your land and your property in your mind when you have to have someone else to preside over it. You are no longer in fucking control as soon as you walk outside and tap into the public, which is the fucking government. The government wants to keep you fucking blinded and dictate to you what the fuck they feel is right and exact. knowing that we know that that shit is immoral. When you know, when you need the help, where the fuck the government at? When you need the fucking help, where the fuck the government at? Nowhere to be fucking found, somewhere making goddamn White House beer, shaking hands
you
with Gaddafi,
you know,
sucking on dead women tits and shit. Get the fuck out of here. Let me put some more people on, though, real quick. Go ahead, Jolie. I got you 865 and 803.
They have this new shit where if you, like, say you're in an accident, and you know how normally you're in an accident, you call the police come to the scene, they write a report, write a ticket, you know, and y'all get the fuck on and y'all argue about insurance later. Well, now they have this new thing where you call the police, and instead of the police coming to the crime scene, they have you either phone in the report. Like you
say what?
You call them. Yeah, you phone in the report. You just call the police, and they'll say, you know, they'll give you the number to the desk. You know, the desk sergeant will pick the phone up, and we'll take the report. Because they say they don't have enough officers for, you know, shit like that. But they do, however, have enough officers to drive up and down the street tagging people for traffic violations.
Well, you know, I already knew, like Dr. York told us, like, shit, I don't know, 20 fucking years ago, that there was going to come a time where you just get your speeding ticket in the fucking mail anyway. You're going to get a speeding ticket in the mail. The police ain't going to pull your ass over.
I would prefer that. I prefer that you just give me the
fuck
ticket.
Fuck that. I prefer arguing with the fucking cop before he even write me a ticket. The fuck is that shit? Like,
no,
well,
you
fuck.
Can still argue about it.
Don't they supposed to ask you a question?
I just don't want you, you know.
Don't they ask you a question? You know you were speeding? No, I wasn't speeding. That's what the fuck supposed to happen first. Yeah. Okay, 865, come on in. You're on the air. 803, your mic is open. Give 865 a minute. 865-455, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you coming from? Okay, this ain't gonna work. 865-455. Okay, this ain't gonna work. 803, come on in. 937, you're on the air.
Peace, Don.
Peace, baby.
Peace.
What's up, 86?
Yeah, I was just listening. Yeah.
And you always just listening.
Yeah.
Why you got to push one then if you just listening? That,
God,
that damn thing, that white lady from
like,
London says,
wait.
If you like to speak to the host, push one.
Yeah. I like to speak to the host.
Okay. I appreciate a lot of that, though. It's always an honor to hear your voice, so thank you. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Jolly. Come on back in with us and let us know what the hell is going on. I'm just saying, it's just something to think about. You feel me?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I'm like this. I hope the bill passes, and I hope it wakes people up. I mean, I don't even know what it would take.
You hope the bill passes?
Yes, I do.
Let me tell you something. All these other bills that they done passed still didn't wake niggas up, okay?
No.
That shit is not going to wake nobody. You know how these motherfuckers, humans are androids. They ain't nothing but fucking robots now. They only got like 1% left of their fucking mind. They've already been programmed. So can you imagine that last 1%? Can you just imagine that last 1%? They passed the bill. The bitch is pregnant. She's caught telling her friend or her nigga now, I just hope I don't miscarry so I won't go to jail. Can you? I mean, that's how the fuck this shit going to be. That's what I'm going to be, Lord Jesus. I just hope I don't miscarry because I'm going to go to fucking jail. That's the only thing. They ain't going to fight this shit the fuck. Only thing they're going to try to do is stay out of jail the same way people don't steal most people to stay out of jail, the same way most motherfuckers do the speed limit to stay out of jail, the same way niggas go report to their probation officer to stay out of jail. It's the same shit. It's a mindset. Can you imagine all pregnant bitches around the motherfucking state of Georgia? Only thing going to be said in their mind is, I just hope I don't miscarry. I just hope I don't. I don't want to go to jail for death penalty. If my baby
so
die, I die.
Fucking miscarry.
Why are you talking about
They're
going to
be so
Jolly.
Stressed about not miscarrying. They ass is going to miscarry. But my point is, if you're the kind of woman that would let the federal government imprison you because you fucking lost your baby, like, unintentionally, then sit your ass in jail. Bye-bye. I'm kind of looking at y'all asses, to be honest with you. If that's how we get rid of the motherfuckers who are ridiculous and just go for anything, then put those
motherfuckers in jail,
please.
Man, that is no way you're
going
to get rid of motherfuckers. I mean, you look how long this shit been going on. It ain't even just with this miscarriage shit, man. We got a whole list of bullshit-ass law. Let's just, for instance, marijuana.
Put them in.
Niggas getting locked up for having a plant in their pocket. Are you fucking serious?
That's right.
Okay, so what happens when somebody likes the plant, carries the plant with them, only thing in their mind is, man, I hope the popos don't stop me, man. I don't want to go to jail tonight, though, but I got to get that marijuana. It's the same shit. Nobody fought and picket and protest against that fucking law. And it seems like, you know when people really come together and fight on the law? When it's something dealing with sex. Because right now, that's all I'm seeing. Homosexuals, they fucking band together and fight over that. All mothers around the fucking world
in
Georgia should stand up and say, nigga, hell no. Like, are anybody protesting? No. Are anybody going up to the goddamn Capitol saying, what the fuck you niggas are doing? Like, nigga, how the fuck you gonna pass a law on some bullshit like that, nigga? When we pro-life, motherfucker, when nature is involved, we have nothing to do with that. Then you might as well lock up parents whose children get hit by cars too, motherfucker, and they ain't the one that did it. Lock up parents whose children get hit and get killed by teenagers like goddamn my little boy in Gwinnett County got beat to death by them four babies. Lock up their parents then, motherfucker. They babies died. Y'all need my voice on Capitol Hill. God damn it, let me be your president. Let me be your voice. Don DeColeon for president, God damn it. I'll speak for you, motherfuckers. It has to be some shit like that, because God damn it, it don't make sense. If my baby die in me and I go to death, I die for it, then what about the babies that die outside of them? This shit ain't going to work, motherfucker. It ain't going to goddamn work.
Ain't gonna
I say all the parents whose babies died after they were born need to go to jail. How about that? How about that? Babies that died with heart failure. As soon as they was born, they died, still born. Lock them parents up. Fuck it. Babies that died, that damn family, that little baby Christina, whatever the fuck her name was, in that goddamn Arizona shootout, said that baby died and shit. Lock the parents up for that shit. Lock them up. I can go on and on. All those goddamn children that died in 9/11, lock their ass up. Lock the parents up, too. Anybody, come on, give me some more. Any other deaths where babies died? Tsunami. When the tsunami, that's over here on this side. We got to stay on this side of the fucking world. Give me some natural disasters,
well,
goddamn
it. Infant death syndrome. Sudden infant death syndrome. When these babies die for no reason.
Lock they motherfucking ass. Lock the parents up, too. How about that? Send their ass to death because you ain't control that. That shit natural. That shit natural.
What if they get bullied in school? They get bullied in school and someone else bullies them and they, you know, they come home and they commit suicide.
And they commit, lock the parents up for that. Then if you gonna, if they going to do it all that way, do it. Let's get all of them. Fuck it. God damn it, send them all to death. If your baby die on you, you go to jail, too. How about that? And you wait the death sentence. Let's run it. Because you either going to be all right or not right at all. Fuck that. Because basically what they're saying is, we're going to kill these women. They said death. They said give the women death. Did they not?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Then give everybody death over the over natural causes, over nature, doing what the fuck. At the end of the day, it'll just be me and you, Jolly, left on the planet. Because everybody going to have to die. Fuck what you heard.
I ain't going to die.
They don't come up with a reason to kill your ass.
They
be coming up with, you know, little memos of how to kill niggas on the side. After we kill the women, well, how we get rid of the niggas.
Savannah says, Don, they have to fill these empty prisons up to get a return on their money.
These prisons are not empty.
Nah, man, the enmity is between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed. I keep telling y'all, the fight has always been against the mother, the woman, the whole time. And you're right. I forgot who put it in the chat room about the men, take all the men out, then how are the women going to be protected anyway? Well, you know how they did that. They got us to hate you niggas first. That's how it does it. They got us to hate our own kind. They made us hate you. So because we hate you so much, you feel that we are lost cause as black women any goddamn way. So you walk away from us regardless because we don't like you. We put you out. We got rid of you. We got rid of you niggas at the end of the fucking day. We got rid of you, thus you can't protect us. Thus, y'all done turned out into drug dealers in jail, you know, on crack, cracked out, gay, all that other shit, because we fucked up. We fucked up. You know, that's just what the fuck I see it as.
Mm-hmm.
We fucked up. And we want mm-hmm. you back. But we fucked up mentally, and you still fucked up from what you fucked up about. So mm-hmm. we just goddamn can't even get along yet because we so fucked up
mm-hmm.
at each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But the enmity has always been the women and the serpent
mm-hmm.
seed, man. Y'all know who the fuck the serpent is, the drag ghost, the serpent motherfuckers, them damn reptilians, them fucking meat eaters, them Caucasians, them Caucasus Asians, them dead Asians, and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers that made an alliance to them, black people as well. This is the art of war. This is what I've been preaching for years. Now let's build. Well, build, Johnny Slim, call in. You've been preaching this shit. We ain't heard it. Where you been preaching that? In the bathroom? We ain't hear it, baby. Call in, sweetheart. Dog Star, yeah, that's the dude that sent me over there to center stage. He in the chat room. Y'all beat his ass for me. He sent me over there to get banned and shit. Whoop that nigga ass. Whoop Dog Star ass. Got me banned. Sent me over there to fight the power and I get fucking banned. Whoop his ass, y'all. He in there, Dog Star. There he is right there. Get him. All right, let me go back to the call. I see what's going on. But let me see if 865-455 is ready to speak. You ready to speak, sweetheart? 865-455? No? Well, when Jesus comes, it's going to be a whole bunch of motherfuckers ain't ready.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put that shit on record. Jesus comes, a whole bunch of niggas going to be tying their shoes. It's too late.
I'm ready.
Can I say,
putting their coat on
this?
And shit.
In
just waking up.
To your,
Can
I say this in your response to our politics? I mean, yeah, politics and, you know, it always being against the woman. For what I see, mostly politics came from religion. And the reason I say that is that if you just, you know, look around you and you look, you know, at everything, then you can clearly see, you know, that the woman is a significant, you know, significant role in creation, you see. But religion gave us...
Where you get this you see shit from? Where you get it from, Dr. Mutwa? Where you get that you see all the damn time? How we gonna see if we listening?
You hear?
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So,
before you get it from Farrakhan, man, come on, man, call out. Who taught you, you see?
I hope that. I did not get it from Farrakhan. Oh,
who you got it from, man? Only one I be hearing a lot say that is Dr. Mutwa, you see.
It was probably Bobby Hemming.
Bobby
I Hemming. Mean, I really like the way he talks, you know what I'm saying? Him and Pundit, I love the way they talk. They make me just laugh, just listen.
You talking about African Pundit?
African-American political pundit, whatever the hell
my
his name is.
Yeah, big ol' pundit. Okay, go ahead. Know. I apologize. I just finally had to ask, because you've been dogging that UC shit out, boy. You should just say UCC1.
let's see if I can see you without the UC.
No, I love it, though. Go ahead, because you're so
God
smart.
God is a man.
You're so
you
smart.
Know,
go ahead.
God is a woman. So, to me, that's already an intentional and willful act against woman as creator, that you would present God as a man ever. You know what I mean? Like in the reality of everything, the representation of God can never be a man. It must always be a woman. So the fact that these holy books represent, you know, God as a man, or that they even send man as prophets to the people, you know, what can you produce but words? You know what I mean? What can you do but give a message? So obviously, it's a solid and committed stake against woman always.
because woman is never viewed as God in the flesh or in spirit, you know. And those who do, you know, we feminists or womanists or haters, whatever crazy shit these niggas keep talking about, but, you know, God can't be made.
Now, let's go to this real quick. This is the first I heard of this. Rodney Boy, he stayed tuned to CNN. He says, did y'all see on the news how they are sending in cops and SWAT teams to vacate people who are starving from their homes? They say they don't follow the law or believe in paying taxes. You know, you talking about the Moorish people? Because they all been cracking down on them nigger Moors. He said it was on the news for about 20 seconds one time. I know, I mean, I did see some shit when in Atlanta where they got a whole bunch of niggas. They was from, like, the Morris American some old shit group. But I'm not sure about that. Yeah, everybody's asking, give us, you got to find it for us, Rodney, and post it up on GeorgiaGossip.com if you can, sweetheart. Fuck Facebook, too, man. Y'all better get the fuck out of Facebook. Facebook is the new goddamn Craigslist, man. They'll be cracking down on your ass, you feel me? Y'all better watch that shit, man. You say anything
shut
stupid on that motherfucker,
Facebook.
They're going to get your ass. That's the new Craigslist. Y'all stay the fuck. Y'all. The only thing y'all need to be saying on Facebook is that I'm just happy to be alive. Make that shit. That's all y'all need to say. God bless every last one of you motherfuckers. Keep that shit like that.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
get the fuck out of
Facebook.
That's why I created Georgia Gossip for y'all, man. I own that shit. That's my shit, motherfucker. If I want to turn you in, I do it myself. At least it's better that your own turn you in than Facebook. You feel me? Be like, Donna, turn me in, man. You'll feel better for me, goddamn. Because you can't get these crackers. These crackers invisible. At least you can find my black ass. I know motherfuckers plotting right the fuck now on me. I know what time that bitch come on. That bitch come on at 12 o'clock. We're going to get that hoe. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry, Jolly, but come on in. No, this is a very serious situation. I just want to let everybody know, and I feel you. So you really prefer that the law come on in. And see, mind you now, nigga, they know they be listening to my shit. You know, so they just said, see, women like that anyway. See, they gonna got them say we got a few even black women is saying pass the law.
Yeah.
Jolly, and you got children, nigga. Like, are you serious? You want more?
I wish. I wish. I really do. I really do.
That's
wish.
Why I'm so glad that they took my fucking eggs, man. They had
to
take my eggs. I'm glad they took my head,
my
eggs. Say what?
I wish the government would pass this law. I do.
Why?
Give me a reason. I mean, first of all, I'm tired of postponing it inevitable. You know what I'm saying? It's like slapping the TV when your monitor going out. You know, I mean, at some point, you're going to need a new fucking TV. It's just the way it is. I'm tired of slapping the goddamn TV. Unplug the motherfucker, just get in there. Fuck it. Time to upgrade. I'm tired of this government.
Are you serious? All in regards, because you want niggas to wake up. They are not niggas. 1% is left on the population.
I don't want them to wake up. I don't want them to wake up.
I'm talking about
them.
Humans. Let me say this real quick, Jolly. It's hard to decipher when I'm saying niggas in black and niggas in humans, okay? So just when I say niggas wake up, I mean all human beings on the planet. I don't mean niggas like black because, you know, I call everybody a nigga.
I don't
think I'm for black people. I'm for humanity. I came here to help humanity.
Okay, well, humanity
but go ahead,
has fucked us quite a few times. So, fuck humanity. I want the vast majority of human beings to just go away. And the ones who are about business, get down to it. That's what I want.
Oh, don't worry about that, Connie, because your wants is happening. That you ain't got to ever want
right.
for that shit, because that shit is happening. They are getting rid of motherfuckers as we speak. It's a whole bunch of niggas dying, niggas mean human beings, right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of them. They done set it up. They done sent them that fucking A's and all that shit to the goddamn VA, to the little vet. You heard about that medical shit? They done fucking, what was that other shit that we talked about? They put A's in the ibuprofen. And, oh, they doing it, baby. They got your mass genocide. You don't have, and passing a law on whether or not a bitch can carry a child and miscarry or not, shout it. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing but little goddamn Kool-Aid at the dinner table. That ain't nothing.
Yep.
They doing it. They doing it big. They got everybody on all types of motherfuckers. Then I go on Facebook, speaking of Dr. Mutwa, I go on Facebook, and I wish I could find it. It probably ain't there no more. Dr. Mutwa said, anybody that's a vegetarian or a vegan need to stop doing that shit right now because
yep.
it's a concentrated effort to kill vegans. And it's funny, too, because I've been thinking about that whole vegan conversation we had the other day, Jolly, on my show, how I was going to eat them motherfuckers. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
All the vegans, I was going to eat them because they're more healthy, and I like to put healthy things in my system.
Mm-hmm.
And, but Dr. Mutwa said it's an effort by the government to, they started the vegan goddamn, yeah, we do, Fireline. She said we got to get Doc off Facebook onto GG. Yeah, that's if he willing to fuck with black people. You feel me? Like, everybody black don't really like fucking with black people. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, I'm a spy. I'm a Georgia gossip spy on Facebook. When I go on Facebook and I see some of you motherfuckers on that shit posting up articles, I say, look at these sellouts. But, no, but for real, you know, but that's what he said. Like, you know, I mean, shit, so if that shit is true, I mean, they got a trap set up for everybody. What you say, B.A.?
Yeah. So fall in it. Fall in the trap.
That's why I said, man, y'all got to stop giving man your power, shouting. That's
exactly.
The black man, stop giving the man your power. The black woman, stop giving the man your power. Take all that shit back. Get back your righteous mind, because this shit here is going to, mm-mm. They got some shit for your ass,
that's
man.
Right there. Get your righteous mind back. That's it right there.
Yeah, that's
or fall in the trap. As I'm saying, set the traps up. Set them up. Set them up. Let's weed these motherfuckers out. Yes. A bitch going to sit in jail because she had a miscarriage? Dumbass. Send her to jail.
Are you serious, Dolly? I can't believe you
come
are really
now.
Taking this
come
shit
on,
like
who
you, sarcastic.
Who gets to fight? Is it the weak or the strong? You see, the weak, they have to go somewhere.
Not when they've been
the
already pacified, though. You have to remember that 99.9% of the American population has already been pacified. Is that adult Americans are children. They believe everything their parents, which is the government, say. If they put a new rule up, there's not a human being, adult, will fight that new rule or that new law. Same way with your house. You got a new rule? That shit got, whether it makes sense or not, them kids ain't going to say shit about it. They'll talk about it amongst themselves in their little fucking rooms, but they're not going to go downstairs and pick up something and knock somebody over the head with that stupid-ass law they just made up. They're not going to fight. Adults have become children. They've been pacified by the United States government and everything within it. They've been pacified.
That's my point. We're in a war. That's my point. If you're not going to fight, go sit your ass down somewhere, preferably way out of the fucking way. And right now, the United States government has decided that your ass will either sit in a prison for some bullshit or in a concentration camp for some bullshit or, you know what I'm saying, under the fucking ground for some bullshit. So if you're not going to fight, peace be gone, my niggas. You served your purpose. You were pointless.
Man, you saying that shit like you work for the government, like you helped that nigga pass that bill, shouted. Like you didn't write that shit. You woke up with your eyes open today or some shit. Goddamn, Jolene, what the fuck you had this morning?
But it's not on the government side. It's just that if they're willing to let the government use them like this, then what the fuck? Let me put it to you like this. If I'm ready to fight, what the fuck I look like spending my fighting time training motherfuckers, you see? That's distracting me from my goal. How the fuck we gonna fight? Everybody still in training? Fuck it. If you gonna be in training and we in the middle of a war, you know what they do with the newbies in the middle of wars? They just put them niggas in the front of the line and let them get shot. That's what they do in war. So if that's, you know what I'm saying, if that's a method of fucking just putting niggas up and letting them get shot, just fucking slaughter them hoes. If they really go to
General
fuck
John
around
Lee,
knowing
boy,
they don't know how to use a
y'all
gun.
Y'all might be right, man. I don't know. We might as well.
Slaughter them.
They might be right, man. I think the brothers might be right, goddammit. Yeah, men need to keep running this shit, because goddamn, let John Lee have a hand on the fucking red button, nigga. We all going down. She ain't even going to decide who stays. She's like, fuck it. Kill them all.
That's,
kill them all, goddamn.
Nigga,
you right, goddamn. General John Lee in the building. Fuck that, bitch. I want your ass on in my military. Fuck that shit.
People decide their own fate. Let me tell you something. In that scenario, when I put a lockdown in my household and that rule don't make sense to my children, they don't give a fuck about my unyielding authority. They'll take lashes over bullshit rules. And I respect them fucking for it. They'll take lashes over bullshit rules. When I tell them to go in there,
yeah, but we're talking about something that's natural.
Like,
right. We are talking about something that's natural.
They come the fuck out anyway and eat.
We're talking about
beating,
something that's natural. You know what, Jolly, you got the mic for 20 minutes. Go ahead. It seems like you know what the fuck
you know.
I'm just going to shut the fuck up. This your show. You got 20 minutes before the goddamn general ship takes off, the battleship. The battleship, 20 minutes before the battleship take off, goddammit. Jolly is our fucking general. 20 minutes, Skype in or call in. You got 20 minutes to get on the battle goddamn ship with General Jolly Rancher. 347-884-9239 is the battleship number. You got 20 minutes to call in to hear the next goddamn hour. I'm only going to say it one time because it seems like this bitch been an open fire on air, goddamn body. Go ahead, nigga. You worse than me today. I love it. Bitch say kill them all. Fuck it. Kill all the dumb, blind, the crippled, the lame, the bitches who carrying. Hope they miscarry so they can sit in jail and think about their worthless life. Because they ain't fucking woke up yet. I'm with that. Let's run it. Y'all hold, but, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, if the government of Georgia, and you know they listening to this shit, if
yeah.
they fucking listen to this shit right the fuck now, I'm going to tell y'all hoes right now, they listening and nodding in agreement with Jolly saying this is why we passed the bill, this is why we want the bill passed. Bitches, y'all better stop fucking right now. Stop fucking because of Jolly. Stop fucking. One out of three of those pregnancies will be a miscarriage, and y'all better stop fucking it, because goddammit, Jolly run this shit. Jolly Rancher. Ain't nothing jolly about this rancher.
I like her voice.
It's not me. It's them. If you're willing to live in a government where you can be prosecuted for murder over not an abortion but a miscarriage, that's your choice, Shouty. That's your choice. It's not my. I don't choose that shit. I hope. I will frame every fucking pregnancy, result for my doctor and frame the motherfucking miscarriage result. And I hope them bitches come to my door. I hope they come to my door.
Wait. What you mean? What you want them to come to your door for?
So that in case people are confused as to the proper response to the federal government telling you what to do with your body, you know, in case it comes down to them, people just don't know what to do, they can look, you know, up my response in the histories of forever. Like Queen Latifah.
Do you understand,
you know,
that them niggas have no respect for human beings?
They have no respect.
They just shot a man 12 motherfucking times right in front of his children.
Do bullets
and lied about the whole goddamn
crack
shit right in front of his three daughters right there, just 12 times, just bye, 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 just shot them. They don't give a fuck, man. The way they trying to do this shit is that at the end of the day, every human being is going to have to bow down and kiss the fucking ring is basically what they're saying.
You heard that, folks? Every human being is going to have to bow down and kiss the ring. Yep. And if you want to bow down and kiss that poisonous ass fuck ring and let the poison spread from your bitch lips, to the rest of your motherfucking body and kill you as you kneel, then you deserve that death. And I hope the wind blows your ass into some shit, and that's where your remains stay until they fucking decompose.
You know what, though? You know, Nanya, I just had an epiphany reading Nanya's chat. She said, stay at home and give birth. And you know what? This will get every woman out of the fucking system. Because as soon as they check in at the doctor's office, the doctor's going to report the census of how many bitches are pregnant, your names, your blood work, and all that other shit. This might get women back to their natural way of life and give birth at home like they was doing, like I fucking did until I didn't know what to do when my water broke at 15, because I sure was. I thought I peed on myself, you see. You see, C1. But yeah, it possibly could get women back to say, fuck you, government. I ain't fucking with this shit. You know, if all women, and especially in the state of Georgia and all over the United States right now, see what is going on, because if, in fact, this shit is passed, it's going to go to California, South Carolina, Florida, Tennessee. Uh-oh. It's going to go all the way up. You know, so this possibly could be the flip side, because one thing I know about us niggas, that we always find a loophole. You feel me what I'm saying, Jali?
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing with us, that we will give birth with or without they motherfucking ass.
Peace out.
That is the goddamn truth. That is the fucking truth.
That's why it won't pass. It won't pass.
Yeah.
Because if you give birth at home, if you give birth at home, you know, they have another plan of, you know, giving women C-section. So if you give birth at home, that severely cuts into their money. They're not trying to hear that. It was already put up in Utah, and it didn't pass in Utah.
They what? What happened?
This very bill, this exact bill, was up for vote in Utah. Not too
long
ago.
Oh, really?
And it didn't pass in Utah. That's what I'm saying. It's when I read the bill, you can see that it's like a lot of rah rah, you know, a lot of bark but no bite.
You know, you said something, or they said something in the HB1 summary, right? In the HB1 summary, right? And that was who didn't have jurisdiction? Was it the national government?
Congress.
The House of Congress,
yes,
had no jurisdiction,
yes,
over that particular law that they're striving to pass, right?
That's right. Mhm. In fact, just to repeat, it only has jurisdiction over 5 crimes.
Mm. Well, and you want this to happen. I still don't get it.
No, you know what I want? It's like, you know, when you know something's coming, you ever been ready for a storm? You ever been like, just, you feel it. It's not like anybody told you about it. You just felt this shit was coming. And when you prepared and you've gotten everything, you know, as prepared as you're going to get, because, you know, there's always going to be a fucking risk. But when you're prepared and you're ready, you know, you just stand outside and you wait for it. You're just waiting. And it's like, damn, this shit ain't come yet.
What about this HPV? Did you hear about that HPV? I told you, man, they got something for everybody, man. They got a mass genocide going on all over the fucking world. This is the thing. This is the interesting thing about it. They are doing their job. The only thing is that we're letting the job do us. Their job do us in. They're doing their job. But, yeah, they got the HPV. That shit is running rampant. What they say, 1 out of every 2 men? Has HPV, human papilloma virus. I mean, you got a lot of shit to consider. They doing their job, man. Their agenda is to wipe out the population and to narrow it down to 1 million. Is it 1 million?
I think it's 5. It's 5 million worldwide.
Remove 75%. Okay, worldwide.
Yes.
Okay, remove 75% off the planet. I mean,
yes,
they're doing a good job. And like I said before, they are replacing it already with robots, man, with humanoids. People got to remember that shit. You got humanoids. Actually, a lot of these humanoids that you're looking at, y'all think are humans, are actually humanoids. You'll never know. I mean, they take humans out. But they really thought there's no need for human beings, especially those that won't bow down and kiss the ring.
Not this many. I mean, honestly, this is not even functional. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you got too many niggas in a house. Somebody need to move out.
It's not dysfunctional only because these motherfucking governmental human beings are running this shit. It wouldn't be dysfunction if these niggas sit their ass down some goddamn well and start cooking us a goddamn meal. Stop bullshit. I honestly believe that men need to get the fuck out of the goddamn politics. Men need to get the fuck out of politics. Men need to stop making sick-ass motherfucking material, products, manufacturing sick-ass shit. Look at what the fuck is going on. Men need to sit their little bitch-ass down and let the women take over. That's what the fuck I say. And not let you run it, though, Jolly.
Listen.
Because we'll be fucked still out there.
I'm just dealing with reality. If these motherfuckers want to take out 75% of the population, how on earth am I going to stop that? I'm not. So instead of focusing my efforts on being delusional, like I'm going to stop the fucking world government from depopulating the planet by 75%, I'm not going to stop that shit. All I'm going to be able to do is what? Prepare for what may come. That's what I'm saying. There is going to be a decrease.
Okay, so what do you... Okay, let's talk about the preparation then. Okay, let me say this real quick. The battleship is about to take off in 10 minutes. Your boarding pass number is 347-884-9239. That's your boarding pass number to the battleship led by the one and only Sergeant Colonel General Jolly Rancher, known to you guys as Jolly Ali. Left blank.
Ooh,
so that's your battleship. Y'all got about 10 minutes to call in. Y'all got to hurry up and get on in. My call lines are already filling up. I'm going to see how many I got left. Uh-oh, I got 20 more left. That's it. First come, first serve. Get in on the VIP battleship. We need some sergeants, some generals, some platoon, field, niggas, whatever the fuck all the military consists of. But the battleship is certainly ran and hosted and guaranteed by General Jolly Rancher. Shit, because shot it off the chain today. Charlie,
I'm
happy today or some shit. Fucking our lives up.
No, I'm just saying get prepared. Don't. I just feel like people think they're going to stop the inevitable, and you're not. It's like death, you know what I'm saying? People live their whole lives in fear of it. But they know it's going to come. So it's almost stupid to live in fear of something you know is going to happen. It's like turning on a timer. And then the whole
or could
minutes,
we prevent it from happening?
You shaking and shit because you can't, the timer's going to go off. Bitch, you
could,
set the timer.
Could we prevent it from happening?
Not living in, you can prevent, not, okay. I absolutely know for a fact that you don't have to die. But the only way that you can live and not die is that you have to not live in fear of death. You can't fear death and then keep death. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right.
You have to know.
Right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
But that's what I'm saying. You have to prepare. It's all a mind game. Everything they got coming at us is what? For our bodies and our minds. They emitting shit into the airwaves to fuck with our minds. They killing chemtrails. That's for our minds. So if this is a chemical warfare, and you know who said this to me? Is my mentor. She said it to me yesterday. Cause, we were talking about this, and I asked her.
You have a mentor?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody needs a few of them motherfuckers.
In other words,
yeah,
you have
some in your back pocket. But,
you have an imam.
No.
You have a
oh,
big sister.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay, what's she saying?
She told me, she said, because I said, it's how do we combat evil if we can't use the ways that evil uses? So if evil manipulates people into believing all the bullshit and we can't manipulate people because that would make us evil, then how do we be evil? And you know what she said to me? And it just confirmed everything I already knew. She said that we're created with special abilities. We're just told that these special abilities are evil or bad or negative, you know. But because we have these special abilities, we're capable of winning out over evil. The reason we lose is because evil gets to deceive us into believing that our innate amazing abilities that are given to us from our creation, you see?
What's those eight amazing abilities?
For example, when you think of somebody and they call you, you know
telepathy.
What I mean? You just think what kind of world you if you yourself was telepathic. Just think how different your entire life would be if you developed that one ability. You see what I'm saying?
If you perfect it, because we already have it, it just have to be perfected.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And not everybody's telepathic. Not everybody, you know, thinks.
Oh, everybody is. Everybody has it. Everybody has telepathic abilities. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't be under telepathic influence by the Satanist or the Satanist. Everybody has telepathic influence.
Well,
yeah.
What I meant to say was that's not everybody's strong suit. You know what I'm saying? Like some
right. That's why I said it has to
have
be
a heightened magnetic.
Yeah, it has to be perfected.
You know, exactly. Yeah. No. What I'm saying is some people have other abilities. Like, you ever met a person who you can't wear a watch because they're fucking, you know,
his
body is magnetically charged.
Yeah, that's me.
I
exactly. can't wear watches. It'll break.
Exactly.
I can't wear a necklace.
Exactly.
It'll break. Only thing I can
exactly.
wear is a ring.
Exactly. You
that's
see
it.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they downplay that shit like it is nothing. But that's,
what does that
that's
mean?
A big deal. I mean, that's telekinesis right there, your ability
to
pull and manipulate, you know, energy.
Your ability
you know,
to break
you,
it without touching it?
No, but if you knew what it was that did it inside of you, then you'd know how to flip it where instead of you breaking shit, you're healing shit. You see, chaos and order is the same energy.
Go ahead, Miss Scientist. Hold on, let me put 410-904 on with us real quick. Look at Jolie. She a scientist. She a scientist. She a general scientist. 410-643, your mic is open. 904-365, your mic is open. 410, come on in, 634. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Don, this is Butterflies. Just
hey, beautiful Butterflies in the sky. I can go twice as high. Send a book, take a look. You know, I was on Reading Rainbow when I was a little girl. Did you know that? During the Thriller stages of Michael Jackson, my brother and I was wearing the Thriller jackets on this show. But go ahead.
Oh, my God, is that true?
Yeah.
Can we get that shit on? Georgia Gossip?
Fuck
you
nah, nigga, go ahead. Move
Obama.
On. Let's move on.
You
want
to see goddamn Donald
Trump?
You want to see my
little messy-headed ass goddamn on Reading Rainbow, nigga? Go on ahead with that shit.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
buddy. I was just saying that's pretty tight, though.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I was on the Cheerios commercial, too. I ain't going to tell you which one I was, but go ahead. We'll keep it pushing.
No, but I'm just listening to the info you were talking about today.
That's
I got to go on
listening
with my daughter.
That's Jolie talking. I ain't saying shit. Go ahead. Talk to Jolie. Talk to the general. What you got, baby? That Jolly goddamn old kill them all, Lord, kill them all.
No,
what you got to say about
no.
women that miss? I mean, because you also want a child and shit. You fuck around a miscarriage, you got to find Jolly first before they lock your ass up.
Well, I'm militant anyway. You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
like, if somebody
no.
comes and tells me that, you know, even when it's about
no.
my kids, they're trying to take my kids or whatever, I'd rather just, you know, I'm just going to either do or die. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be
yeah.
about mine.
And what would you do? You would do what?
I can't stay on here. You got feds listening.
I mean, you can say it. You would say you'll kill a few motherfuckers?
Exactly.
No, I mean, it also depends on the person. You know what I'm saying? And it depends on, it depends on your ability. Like, if you're a smart motherfucker, you can outwit them. You can challenge them. You see what I'm saying? See, that shit is on shaky ground at best. So all you have to, you know, do is find the foundation and kick that shit over. But if you're a muscle person and you don't stack your shit and, you know, it comes at time, I swear to God, I hope niggas just start going out and shooting random crackers. I swear to you. I hope it happens.
Why does it have to be random crackers?
So that they know.
Why would we shoot innocent people,
man?
You wouldn't got that. If a nigga stepped on your shoe, if somebody stepped on your shoe that lived down the street, you wouldn't go to your neighbor house and kick their ass.
But I'm not gonna kill someone over a shoe. That's not why I want to kill that person.
I mean, that's the thing.
I want to kill that person.
Why go shoot random motherfuckers when random motherfuckers ain't dead shit? You got to go put that gun right in the motherfucker head that responsible. That you can't.
Yes,
this was the same shit.
They're responsible. They're responsible.
This the same shit. This what the fuck been going on?
Is pissed off that his shoe is full.
Come on now, Jolly. This is the same shit been going on because like that goddamn war with Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and all them motherfuckers.
Damn.
And them goddamn Song Doi Goi and all them rest of them little motherfuckers. Over one argument, them niggas going to kill a whole bunch of innocent motherfuckers. Is this what I'm getting from you? Is this the
advice, man, that's not what you're
getting
from me. No, man. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, the frustration isn't the fact that your neighbor stepped on your sneaker. The frustration is that you live in a world where you have to work some bullshit job and be talked to by some bullshit boss.
And you don't have to. That's something else, though. You don't have to. It's a lot of us that works and not taking no shit because we got a job.
But I see how you're getting out of it, though, man.
You said basically just not to be happy when some niggas shoot some just random crackers. For what? They ain't do shit.
So what? Two didn't do shit but be at home and make some fucking foo-foo before they came to smash his nappy ass up. Who did shit? Why we so care?
Lord Jesus, girl, you are certainly military material.
You don't have crack, and they fucking shoot you because you brought out your cell phone. They don't give a fuck if you didn't do nothing.
You are certainly military material. That's all I'm saying. 904, come on in. 365, you need to work for the government.
I work for the people.
904, 365, come on in. I don't even know why bitches in the military anyway. They just need to move out the way for your ass. 904-365, your mic is open. Come on in. Anybody else for my switchboard go down? Push one now, please. I hate for my switchboard to go down, and I can't get to you. 404-667, your mic is open. 206-396, your mic is open. Please mute your background. Sound like the aliens somewhere in your house. 215-713, your mic is open. 614, look at all these people got their mic open for your ass, General Jolly. Look at this shit. 614. Look at this shit. This shit is still going. 614. It was by myself Friday, and then nobody want to push one. 614-424, your mic is open. 850-727, your mic is open.
Everybody was on a word fast Friday.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, B.A., baby. Go ahead, baby. What you got? This shit finna be good. Now, let me put you on notice real quick. You cannot go against General Jolly Ali. She is flying the battleship. She will sink us all down. She's already co-signed that all of us can go to shit regardless. So just be careful.
You know, she has her own perspective, like everybody else. But in terms of this Representative Bobby Franklin, who attempts to pass this bill, I think the people of Georgia should really protest because, as we can see, America is further in a police state. And I just think that, you know, like you just stated, if it's going to pass in Georgia, it's most likely to pass everywhere else where, you know, this government has become very tyrannical.
Yeah.
And that we should do is mobilize, whether you're black, white, magenta, or whatever, because that bill affects everybody, not one specific race.
agree.
It goes through them.
I totally agree. And see, that's the thing, because remember, that's also another mass genocide, is to start a race war so they can really come in and start killing up a bunch of crackers and niggas and Hispanics and Latinos and Jews and all, whoever the fuck else in between. That's, and, you know, a headline read, this shit real sick, a headline read on Media Takeout, Hispanic gangs take out black gangs. When I clicked on the shit, that was not what it was about. The article was not about that. It wasn't a racism victim. It wasn't a racism gang violence. It wasn't none of that. It was just some old personal beef. It wasn't like, let's go kill all the black gangs and the Latino gangs fight. It was not that shit, but the article read on Media Takeout, that's exactly how the fuck they titled it, sensationalizing that shit. And I'm telling you, black folks got a hand in this shit, man. Black, I'm telling you, it's a lot of black people got a hand in agitating and starting up a race war, too. Don't forget that shit. That's another mass genocide, and they just waiting. But see, like, I've said this thousands of millions of fucking times, that they're not going to get a race war out of niggas. I hope that the government is listening. You will not get a race war out of black, nappy-headed motherfuckers in America, because they numb. We are numb to this shit. You are not. I don't give a fuck. Taxes. White cops shoot down a man in front of his children. What we do, talk about it on Blog Talk and ban a bitch that might want to tie her shoes up for the fight.
Exactly.
But you're not going to get a race. You're not going to get that out of us. We are scared of you motherfuckers. The nigga that we are scared of the most is the black devil that works in the police department, the military, the government. We scared of the niggas that work there now. We ain't scared of the crackers no more. It's been blacks that's locking up blacks now. It's been blacks that's turning black in. We scared of niggas, too, now. We were scared of you crackers at first. Now we fucking scared of niggas, too, because niggas are more deadlier than crackers. We ain't fucking, we ain't doing, no, we ain't doing it. No, they won't get a race, no matter what the fuck the circumstance is, you will not get a race war out of us. All this police brutality, this nigga shot by the police in broad daylight, unarmed, certain amount of goddamn times, we ain't doing shit. Nigga, we talk about it. They're not, we ain't gonna pick up no fucking sticks. When we got ready to pick up some fucking sticks, that was in California, that's about the recent shit that I can fucking remember was with the Rodney King beating. Then it took a whole bunch of niggas to say, niggas, y'all settle down. Settle down, niggas. Settle down, niggas. Settle down. Can we all just get along?
No.
Should have took over then.
Not too late.
But nah, they ain't finna get no race war out of us. I'm putting that shit on. Everybody, mic open. Jump in like Double Dutch. We feel like a 6414 and 215206. Come on in, 404-667.
What's up, John? Boy, Tahuti.
Hey, Tahuti, which one? Which Tahuti are you? So many of y'all motherfuckers.
It's Tamu Tahuti.
Oh, Tamuti Ray.
Yeah.
How you doing, baby?
I've been doing good. How you been doing, sweetheart?
My best. What you got for us?
Just looking at the state of affairs here, you know, I kind of agree. You know, only the strong will survive. Those of us that spiritually strong enough to make it in the now, you know, we do deserve to be the rightful heirs of the hereafter. You know, despite all of the wickedness that we see that's being planned, we know that, you know, we can overcome all of that. So,
well, you know what I think? I think when they state that the strong survive in terms of the humanistic nature of things, they're talking about only your most educated and most intelligent surviving, not just people who are physically strong. For instance, we saw in 2012, well, you know, when they went in the space shuttles to go into outer space, they only took mostly politicians and scientists of all aspects of the scientific field. Not just any old random Joe that physically strong. They're talking about in terms of intellectual people.
But also
who can think,
in that movie, also in that movie, Malcolm, the ones that didn't get to go on the boat, if you remember, the ones that had to bear it without being on the boat,
they had to survive. So it's
what are y'all talking about? What movie? Y'all watch
movies
too much.
And no, 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 you've seen 2012. But what I'm saying is
I am 2012.
The strong will survive. Either intellectually strong
they,
or physically
man, they only
strong,
get that. On 2012,
will.
It was only one motherfucking family. At the end of the day, he was a star of the goddamn movie. That's how it was in Deep Impact. That's how it was in a whole bunch of other shit, goddamn Independence Day. I mean, anytime there's the world going to shits, it'd be that one motherfucker in his family is saved. That's it. 44537, come on in. You ain't see a whole bunch of niggas in Africa when they got there to the new continent. They are built. They got the submarines all fucking ready. They got that fucking Ark of the Covenant
sure
or the Ark of the Noah's Ark already fucking built. Them niggas already down there. It's just that you niggas still believe that these niggas is reporting from the surface of the planet Earth, and they're not. That's the only thing about it. These niggas are already got ghosts. I told you. I found out, which I thought. Space Island was something they was creating in the next 10 years is something that they've already did 20 fucking years ago. Wake the fuck up.
Wow.
They already shutting motherfuckers out of this shit. Did y'all miss the article? Bill Gates invested over $2 billion in that shit, in the travel and tours and shit outside of the fucking planet. They already saying that the shuttle has already made its last flight. That's no more. They would no longer entertain you motherfuckers with Nassau. They out this bitch. Look at NFL, one of the billion-dollar fucking industries on the planet. I told y'all motherfuckers this shit last fucking year. NFL, the owner said they are out. Y'all niggas got this shit. Y'all like football so much, y'all got this. We're out. Where the fuck are they going? Are they going to die tomorrow? Why the fuck is you stopping football? Oprah Winfrey made a statement 2 years ago, said, I am retiring September the fucking 9th, 2011. What year are we in now? These billionaires are getting the fuck out of goddamn Dodge. They done already fucking got ghosts. They already out this bitch. Wake the fuck up. We left in this motherfucker, to be honest, to die. Just before you keep it real, left to die. Look at Resident Evil. They creating all these fucking viruses. Niggas are morphing into beasts, looking like fucking nasty smut black animals and shit now. Look at this shit. Right. They done already planted the mentality that you gotta get yours. They done already planted that shit. Like you just said, Jolie, you'll go kill a motherfucker for stepping on your shoe that didn't step on your fucking shoe. That's how the fuck, this is what the fuck the shit is about. Nigga, we all gonna kill ourselves in this motherfucker. Meanwhile, these niggas get to play goddamn Astro Ball and enjoy motherfucking goddamn Rick Carlton in space and shit, swimming in fucking goddamn orbit bikes and Astro Belts and shit, floating on that shit. They having a good goddamn time. While we all stuck around this motherfucker worrying about whether or not a baby should live or die, who the fuck should run this motherfucker? President Obama, that nigga don't exist. When I touched that nigga, my hand went straight through him. He's a holographic image. Wake the fuck up.
Hmm.
I fucked y'all up with that one, didn't I? He's a holographic image and shit. These fucking Obamas, they're fucking human noise. They're not fucking real. Look at Michelle. She knows what to say that's right. She's not fucking real. Fucking goddamn Malaya and Sasha, they're fucking android children. They're not fucking real. Fuck out of here. We let the fucking robots run this shit. You think I'm fucking bullshitting? Go back to goddamn Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter is a motherfucking
android
right the fuck now. You think I'm bullshitting? Go back to Jimmy Carter. Look what they did to him. They put that motherfucker to sleep. They put some chips in his fucking head. The nigga still walking around here today, still an ambassador for the extraterrestrials. 90 years fucking old, he's a fucking android today, and y'all niggas think that the motherfucker's a human being.
And
the way you know it, take the part in his hair.
Old?
Check that shit out,
when
man.
Like,
y'all don't, babe, shit. We looking at some other shit.
That's why they instituting these robots to take over shit. Prostitute robots is coming out if they ain't out already. Don't even fucking know.
There's a whole bunch of shit you gotta look at, man.
They fucking took over the robots and took over the population. 404-537, your mic is open. Come on in, whoever else, jump in like Double Dutch, goddammit.
Don, what's Jimmy Carter
like? I was saying,
like,
I heard a broadcast last night on some cable channel where they're talking about the sex robots and shit, and as they're making them and working to put them on the market. First, people been fucked up with dolls, you know, real-life dolls, and they had this brother on a program called Strange Addiction. His strange addiction was to having an intimate partner relationship with a doll. And now the next stage with that whole thing is the sex robot, which you were talking about. I just saw that shit last night.
Mm-hmm. Are we not in the smart age? They call it smart chip, smart this, smart that.
Right.
I mean, who Teflon, I think, I don't know what somebody asked about somebody. Who came in? Who wanted to say something?
It's Tahuti. I was saying, wasn't Jimmy Carter like 88 or 89 when they deployed him dropped him into Bosnia via parachute? You know, what 80-year-old man, you know, should be parachuting, dropping into another country?
Yeah.
What's your point?
He was old.
I don't get that.
I'm saying, he has to be a damn android.
Yeah, he's an android. He's an android.
Oh,
a lot of these, I know, BA, this is too much. You can't wrap your mind around it. I understand. I know what you're thinking, BA. I know what you're thinking.
You got a lot of elderly people. But you got a lot of elderly people that skydive. I mean.
I know, they've already, that's how they programmed you. That's what they did. They knew that people would say that. That's why they made sure that they gave the example so they can say that's bullshit. No, look at the part. There's a lot going on, okay? You just have no idea about. Trust me, sweetheart. It's a lot of shit that's going on. You don't know.
Don't believe the hype.
And they said that he doesn't actually have all of his memory. He doesn't remember a whole bunch of shit. He doesn't remember what the fuck really fucking happened when he was a human. They said this nigga here is totally fucking different. I think it was one of his family members that came out and made that statement that he is not the same. I just read the shit or saw the shit. What somebody made a statement who knows him and said that he was not the same. He haven't been the same in a long time.
You know what amazes me about you, Don, is the fact that you can make completely sense, but then through your rambling, you sound completely...
What? See that? God don't like ugly. That's why they cut your ass out. See that shit? Where you at, B.A.?
I was reading somewhere.
Right.
I was
really about to say, I make sense until then that shit said cut them out. That's what happens, boy.
I was trying to say you make a lot of sense with your rambling. You can sound very, 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 very crazy.
I know. And the crazy people will survive. Remember seeing Independence Day? Y'all want to talk about the crazy motherfuckers? Independence Day, the nigga knew that the fucking aliens was fucking there, but you tried to tell you motherfuckers, and y'all niggas wasn't fucking listening. Y'all called them crazy. Jesus was called crazy. All these motherfuckers that came out before you was called crazy, and these were the great minds on the motherfuckers. Hey, somebody such as Ray Kroc, the founder and owner of McDonald's, was called crazy. The nigga was a genius after he said he was going to sell 80 billion hamburgers a day. The niggas became a genius. Fucking Einstein was called fucking crazy. Nostradamus was called fucking crazy. God damn it. Dr. York was called crazy, and they still confirming his crazy ass.
Yeah.
I was reading somewhere, Don.
You put that on record. Crazy to me is a compliment, sweetheart.
Yeah,
crazy
is.
To me is certainly a compliment. Because let me tell you why, when you start to entertain the could it be's, the God in you start to tumble. When you look at a movie, you're only shown that which what the writer and director and the producer wants you to see. But when you entertain the could it be's, you see the plane flying in the fucking air in the movie. You see, well, you are, now you already know what's going to happen next. That's why I hate watching movies, because I already know what's going to happen next. Everything is predictable in this fucking world. You know they 19 steps before they make it. These are the crazy motherfuckers, because we done already seen this movie. We seen it. We saw how the fuck the movie's going to play out. Not the movie in the cinemas where they cast the spell of sin on you, but the movie of the planet Earth and how these inner workings of these motherfuckers. We already know the fuck. Shit, we came out with the fucking smart chip before you niggas knew this shit happened. We was called crazy on the smart chip. We was called crazy breaking down the motherfucking revelations as the mark of the beast. When I was 12, we was called crazy. We was called crazy talking about the New World Order. Y'all niggas just smelt that shit yesterday. That shit was when I was 10, dropping that New World Order dudes. So, yeah, nigga, and that shit happened. It happened. It happened. We get a heads up on everything that's going to come out before you motherfuckers know it, but we call crazy. We're not going to talk about astro traveling because that shit is fucking insane.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, nigga. We done already had this conversation. I had this conversation with niggas my age when I was 12.
I had to.
That's why it's so easy to say this shit now. I figure that we all crazy in this motherfucker. There's one amongst us that's not. We need to kick him off our ship, Jolly.
No.
Kick him off the battleship. He's not crazy enough. Jolly, off with his head. Ready, aim, fire. Boot
that
thing off our battleship.
I hope that was the order to take
off
Malcolm's
head. Crazy, get the fuck off the ship. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Go
off
ahead,
with Malcolm's
y'all.
Head. No. Be serious. Mute that nigga. Get him. Mute that nigga.
I mean, every
nigga.
Fucking thing that I knew from Dr.
From
York.
Late.
Everything that I knew that was going to happen had already fucking happened, and we're walking it right now. You know what I'm saying? Everything that was said fucking happened, and it's still happening right now. Y'all niggas just woke up to the word Illuminati maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. Y'all late on that shit. We done moved past that shit. We on the intellectual confederation that these niggas are ruling the fucking planet Earth. Y'all still stuck on the Illuminati trickle down to niggas in baggy pants with billionaires? Please, wake the fuck up. Niggas with baggy pants as billionaires with a mic in their fucking hand is not the Illuminati, nigga. Wake the fuck up. Niggas that got them throw up the motherfucking compass and the square sign with the G in the middle are not fucking Masons,
right.
Nigga. Wake the fuck up. The Shriners, the York Rites, the Scottish Rites ain't no niggas in that shit. The European Freemasons ain't no niggas in that shit. Prince Hall ain't no niggas in the real Prince Hall. Wake the fuck up. We're talking about some shit, nigga, that if you ain't motherfucking communicating with the Intergalactical Confederation that's ruling all these motherfuckers, and your president is the one that y'all asked to speak for y'all in regards to the Intergalactical Confederation, these extraterrestrials that they make movies on and shit, shut the fuck up. See, these niggas are not the Illuminati. Nowhere near it. Not niggas in baggy pants came from Brooklyn or Queens, New York. Shut the fuck up. They can push a button and wipe them niggas off as quick as y'all think they can knock off a country. This is beyond human being mind, man. This is some other fucking shit. Wake the fuck up. We won't talk about the law. This shit ain't got nothing to do with the fucking law. They've been putting this shit into place since Eisenhower. Do you understand? The New World Order started in the 1800s, nigga. Wake the fuck up.
Yep.
This shit is old news. They done moved on now. Soon as we get some shit, like I thought, the fucking space shit, the space island, damn, I got to start reading Dr. York books a little bit more. That book came out 15 fucking years ago called them niggas talked about them niggas was building that shit in space fucking island. I'm thinking it's some brand new shit. Niggas sent me a text like, go to spaceisland.com. I'm thinking this shit is some goddamn 2011 shit. Jack, goddammit, I fucking called a motherfucker back to say, nigga, that space island shit deep. Yeah, it's in Dr. York book, the book he put out 15, 20 years ago. Get the fuck out. killing, motherfucker, while you niggas try to figure out how to survive in the concentration camps.
All right.
Because I think I'm more beneficial than anybody on the fucking planet for some reason. I guess we all do, especially Jolly Rancher. She knows she's going to...
Yeah,
not
going to
come from the military
camp. I know that
Miss Jolly Rancher, we need you. Please come this way. We need your help to decipher. See, I speak extraterrestrial language. They're going to need me to be a diplomat or an ambassador for this shit. Because crackers can't do it. Crackers can't sit with extraterrestrials. Only I can.
But this is not the cracker shit. And that's what they keep forgetting. They keep thinking because they're invaders and they suppose that this is their shit that they can make these fucking deals with motherfuckers. No. We're not going silently into the good night. Humans want to stay on Earth. Fuck aliens. Fuck crackers. Fuck reptiles who eat fucking people's flesh. No, we want Earth, goddammit. We're not going silently. We're not going in the camps. We're not going to prison for fucking miscarrying. We're not fucking eating their poison. We're not going to keep breathing their chemtrails. Fuck these hoes. They're going to fucking plant themselves into existence. Because, see, what they forget is that original man has the ability to outstand all this shit.
That's
what they keep forgetting.
They think
that they can put some shit on us that's going to fucking wipe us out. No, bitch. You didn't create us. You don't get to end us. You're not my mama or my motherfucking daddy. You some distant cousin for some rape victim with one leg.
Distant cousin of a rape victim. God damn, Charlie.
Human clones.
They got this fucked up. We're not going like that. I'm glad you motherfuckers acting like we're going to bow out.
Just like any other race, the black race can be wiped out easily. Come on now.
Well, they've been trying to wipe out niggas, but man, we survive everything.
That
I mean,
happened. We
can't fucking die.
Hasn't happened.
Have we not survived every fucking thing? Even niggas have been living with AIDS for 30 years and shit now. Like, AIDS is the new shit. Like, nigga, you know I got diabetes, right? Oh, you do? It's like, AIDS is like diabetes and shit now. That ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers marrying niggas with AIDS and shit now. He has AIDS, and I don't, but we love each other. Do we have protected sex? Of course not. I can't get AIDS. I mean, that shit is like, fucking nigga, they can't kill us. They cannot, but they might, the only thing they can really do to us is lock us up. That's the only thing they can do to us is lock us up. Throw us in a concentration camp or some shit. But that's it. They cannot fucking kill us.
Exactly.
I mean, wait a minute.
Hold on. The other race, though, Don. I mean, you just can't label it as being a black thing. They tried to.
Oh, wait. Let's put this shit on record, my nigga. Wait a goddamn minute. Slow this bitch down. Slow the battleship down. We got a. We got a traitor on the ship.
That's back.
Let me slow this shit down. Listen. Black nigga, as a whole motherfucker, we don't die. They cannot kill us. Do you understand? Just because you see one nigga die in the motherfucking hood don't mean that we're vulnerable to the fucking bullets. You heard about the nigga that was shot 20-some times, motherfucker, and survived? We done got immune to Smith & Wesson bullets, motherfucker. Look how many rappers done got shot several motherfucking times and bow-tie millionaires right the fuck now. Like, we surviving gunshots to the fucking head, nigga. Their bullets means nothing to us. We got bionic powers, motherfucker. Not anything to represent. Yo, clique, bitch. They can't kill us.
I know that's right.
They can't kill us. What about I mean, seriously. I mean, I remember being 5 years old, and AIDS was in a discussion of my age group at five. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was when I was five. Are you fucking serious? Look how many motherfuckers are surviving with what is considered something that they created to kill us. Okay? Just because a few niggas decided to die from it because they believed that lies from the doctor, that doesn't mean any fucking thing to us. Unbeknown to a lot of people, everybody got AIDS. Unbeknown. So you can't, they cannot kill us. They can't kill us. Sorry, they can't do it. They're not even that busy trying to kill us anymore. They're busy trying to survive. Because the plan didn't fucking work. Look at all this shit. Look how niggas overcome polio. Look at how motherfuckers overcome all they little vaccines and shit. In which the vaccine actually supposed to give us the fucking virus. Look how many of us walking around today. All of our parents, all of our great grandparents, all of our children has been shot up with the virus called vaccination and still is healthier than a son of a bitch. They can't kill us. Look at how they formulated the drug chemicals. That's at CVS where you work at, B.A. That your pharmacist sale got down to these motherfucking Negroes. And look, that is still not stopping them today. How long has Coca-Cola been around? Coca-Cola has been around since the 18th of motherfucking hundreds. Okay? Coca-Cola was supposed to knock all of us out. We were all Coca-Cola babies, goddammit. How many had Coca-Cola in they fucking bottle? We were all Coca-Cola babies. Look at this shit. Look at the pig. They gave us the fucking pig. Everybody said they gave us the fucking pig to fuck us up. Yep. Look at the fucking pig. My grandmother lived to be 81 years old off that motherfucking hog. You can't kill us, motherfucker. Look at what they did to the animals, the E. coli, the salmonella. We still eating chicken. We still eating fucking beef when we fucking feel like it. You can't fucking kill us. You understand? Look what they doing to the vegetation. We still eating that shit. When they recalled all the fucking tomatoes all across the motherfucking world, people were still putting tomatoes on their sandwiches. And on their salads. Yeah. That didn't stop us. We weren't scared.
It ain't a BLT without a tomato.
We weren't scared because they said niggas are fucked. What about the fucking spinach? Remember the shit in the fucking spinach?
Yeah.
How many motherfuckers became Popeye as soon as they said, don't eat the spinach? I did. I was eating the fuck out that shit. Motherfucker. So now, they can't stop this shit. Tell my Don, stop responding with emotions. Oh, that's emotions? Damn, I thought I was dropping jewels, baby.
That was a fact.
I was coming with some logic, baby. Goddamn, B.A.
It's completely faulty, though. I mean,
look at the goddamn cancer. Don't make me go to cancer, my nigga. Don't let me go to cancer, my nigga. Look at the fucking cancer, nigga. How many motherfuckers surviving right now with cancer in their goddamn system or they got rid of it? Come on, let's go. Be quiet. Let's talk cancer, nigga. Who did they design cancer for? You know what I'm saying? Let's deal with this shit. Stop. Drop and motherfucking control your soul, my nigga. I'm trying to get you one. You with me? Follow me.
This is complete incidental evidence. Because if you want to get technical, everybody has survived that in every race. Every single race. What are you talking about?
Survived what, sweetheart?
Rely upon, well, you know, things such as cancer, another group like the Mongolians, if you know history, when they overcame the Greeks, when they tried to invade them. I mean, a lot of racial groups have done the same as blacks.
They overcame what?
Somebody
didn't hear what you said. They overcame what? The Mongolians? They didn't overcome that mongoloid disease they got going on.
And what's your point? Blacks haven't overcame heart disease, goes on. Blacks haven't came over strokes.
In fact, actually, Malcolm, it actually changed the requirement.
Let me say this real quick to B.A. The point of it is, it's the black in them that got them to overcome that shit.
There you go.
It was the black in them that helped them overcome that shit. Black is the shit, home slice. Cornbread and
oil. Crackers don't last that long, especially without niggas' help. Crackers left to their own devices, they kill themselves and fuck each other into oblivion. They're homosexual miscreants from another planet, and they don't know how to behave on Earth.
So fuck them. They don't need to be here,
and I hope they take their ass to another motherfucking planet. And I hope just by coincidence, that planet explodes.
Again, what you're saying makes no sense because you got so many civil wars down in Haiti right now, so many civil wars in the Congo region, and Guyana and Ethiopia, so many civil wars in these so-called
black nations.
What does
the civil wars have to do with it, B.A.?
Major is
the worst. Stop being a Christian. Don't be a Christian.
Somebody had to call the FBI on three-way. Listen to this shit.
Who's calling the FBI on three-way?
Malcolm.
Listen, no, he's right about that. He's right about that. You don't need to argue when somebody is fucking right about that. That is going on, and we can't argue that.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about human nature. Hold on, Malcolm, calm down. Now you're responding in emotion.
Just stop being emotional and think. Actually think.
I'm not being emotional. Civil war is within the confines of humanity. It is within humans to disagree and fight over. Hold on, Malcolm, let me finish.
And
I want to get back on the page because you went all off the page. Being a human being means that you're going to disagree, and sometimes you're going to get physical with it, okay? So a bunch of human beings disagreeing and getting physical is not outside the realm of our humanity. However, the way white people behave and act in normal society, not having anything to do with violence, just the way they operate and act and interact with one another, is totally against humanity. And there's the difference, Malcolm. Is if you refer to every European kingdom, they fold on their own. If they don't have Africans to help their sorry asses along, they fucking crumble. Now, those are the facts.
That's true.
That's not
true, then.
Sorry. That's circular logic. That's
true.
Malcolm, same.
History supports that, Malcolm.
Fact, man.
And I know that you study history because you spout like you do. So history supports it.
Sit across the phone, folks. You want to say something? 215-206, somebody please come in.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
Nobody wants to come in, everybody just wants to listen to this.
The only thing I can truly see with a lot of these black radicals that either call on the show or on YouTube or whatever, the only thing I can truly agree is, according to history, Caucasians are known as the only race to really go around the planet and try to dominate each country. That's really about it. But I mean, the other things about them killing themselves and we're not like this, when history has proven that Africans were indeed very much so tribalistic. It's all tribalistic. No, Malcolm.
See, what you're trying to do is you're trying to put human behavior on cracker behavior, and if their tribal behavior is mimicking, okay? If you go way back in history, you'll see they weren't fucking tribal. They learned that skill from us because it comes to us naturally. We congregate among people with similar ideas. They didn't have that. They were fucking sporadic nomads that just walked the fucking earth and eating fucking flesh of dead animals. They didn't learn how to be tribal until they met up with some niggas doing it.
Exactly.
That's historical. That's your cavemen, okay? There was a couple of motherfuckers and that was it. They weren't tribal.
That's simplistic at best. No proof to it at all.
Let me say the sky is blue so you can agree with that. Let me just say the sky is blue and the fucking earth revolves around the sun. How? Is that true?
Actually, the sky is not blue. They lied to you.
The sky is not blue.
It's the light bouncing out of your eyes that gives you the color of blue. The sky is not blue.
That's really a reflection of the ocean.
What color is the sky?
The sky, that's a reflection. The sky is clear.
Can we? Okay, Byliner says that they said that the whites were parasites or a virus in the matrix. She said Agent Smith explained that the white man is a virus. Really? I got to go watch that shit. What part? One, two, or three?
No, in the first one, when he's talking to Neo.
What did he say?
Remember the bug he put in him? Remember when he was in the examination room and he put that bug into Neo? That's when he was explaining what a parasite is, and he was explaining, I mean, he put it as humanity, but what he was really saying is crackers.
No, he didn't. He told Morpheus, When they caught Morpheus, he told Morpheus that basically agents were the cure of humanity. Humans are the ones destroying the planet. So no, he didn't. That's your misinterpretation of that.
Hey, BA, can I ask you a question?
First of all,
can I ask you a question,
BA? They say that human beings are parasites.
Wait a minute, BA, can I ask you a question? What do you want? What's your long-term goal? What do you want to see happen in the world?
What would I like to see happening in the world in terms of all of humanity or blacks? What?
Yeah, just in general. Yeah, what do you want to see happen? What do you think needs to happen?
For people to be more politically inclined, that's really about it. That's how you can really stop all corruption, if the people was just more politically inclined. That's about it.
Oh, God. What?
You can't stop corruption. That's fucking ridiculous. You cannot stop corruption.
Well, if they really knew that these minds were corrupted, that they're leading the people, then, yeah, I think corruption, people do need to wake up on it. That's what Dr. York informed us on all the corruptions, the plots,
everything that's been
going on. Roosevelt said it best, anything that you see the government is doing, best believe that it's already been pre-planned.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's
right. I agree.
So that's, you know,
that's
right and exact.
Crazy
yeah.
when you
I just,
said that.
I mean, I recognize you. I just
you.
Want to put that on record. That I hear you, baby, sometimes. I can hear you. I can feel you. BA.
Being
so
aware of
right that. If people do need to recognize the fucking corruption, they need to stop believing. They need to stop believing that when Easter comes, they need to buy eggs and baskets. They need to stop all that stupid shit. They need to stop believing that today is their fucking birthday. You only get one, and that's the day you were born. They need to stop believing in Valentine's. They need to stop believing in their fucking federal holidays. They need to stop playing into the minds of these sick fucks that's controlling the fucking world. They need to wake the fuck up. He's fucking right. And those are easy ways. That shit is easy. They need to stop believing that it's fucking Saturday and fucking Sunday. They need to stop believing all that fucking stupid shit. They need to get the fuck out of 24 hours. They need to get the fuck out of that 24 hours time zone, that illusion that they, I mean, all this shit is so real that it ain't real. And niggas need to stop pretending. That everybody need to wake the fuck up. He's right. I would want the same shit, B.A. That's what the fuck I would want, because at that point, the forces would cease to devour themselves and not us, because it ain't going to work. It's like a con man keep knocking at your fucking door, but you won't open, he'll have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
There's a sucker born every fucking day.
We can say all the right things we want to say about whites, you know, they came from caves, they learned this, that, and the third from us, but at the end of the day, reality, those motherfuckers are ruling the planet. What the fuck do you do besides come on blog talking, complain about them? What are you doing? Not a damn thing.
We're waking up the people, sweetheart. We're getting everybody's, we're deprogramming these people from the spell of politics.
Everybody is inclined to their own truth, so there's no way to wake somebody up.
We're getting them involved, man. Each one help one. Each one teach one. Each one show one. Each one do one. You feel me? I mean, this shit works, man. You feel me? It works.
Well,
we
think you should do more shows on law. I think you should do more shows on law.
Please.
Yeah, you're right,
B.A., please. Inform people about states' rights. That's all you got to do. I mean, that's all.
You should do those economic shows. You should do law shows.
And about what?
Tomorrow
we're going to read the Black Laws Dictionary from the beginning to the end, starting in the A section.
Real estate and banking, I'm pretty sure you know something about law, or you can, like, formulate
a subject
about law.
I mean, I know a lot
about law,
especially when it concerns me. I know how to fucking beat the law. When it concerns me, it depends on if somebody is dealing with the law now. I do my best. But, shit, I ain't got no run-ins with the law. I'm invisible. Fuck that.
I
don't make myself public. They send me some shit, nigga. That shit go right back to their ass. Like, nigga, there's no record of that name on your file. No match by that name. Go on. Get the fuck on. Don't send me shit. What you want? My bank account sees that shit. It ain't mine anyway. Fuck it. You can take whatever the fuck you want, but you can't take the body. I don't show up in their court system. I don't give two shits about fucking human beings with law. That's my law. I don't give two shits. Police pull me over, I throw them a penny. Or I argue with their ass. And I don't mind being a victim of police brutality. Fuck it. Beat the shit out of me. I'm suing you later. I'll take an ass whipping for $3 million, Alex. I don't give a fuck. I don't know, but shit, what the fuck we gonna talk about law for, man? We can't do it with the Moors. They want to give us religion. We can't do it with lawyers. They gonna tell us that we need to call them a contract with them first. I mean, shit, the fuck? Fuck, we gonna learn, man. I can do the Black Law Dictionary for you. I got the Black Law Dictionary. We'll go starting in the A section. We'll do the Black Law Dictionary at 4 in the morning.
Else, why not talk about law?
Huh? This is the law. That's the thing. People don't understand that what we are talking about is the law that they're not telling you about.
Yeah.
The laws of gravity. What comes up must come down. Dr. Mutwa. Be right back.
Call Dr. Mutwa.
That is the law, though. The law of gravity, baby. You know what I'm saying? The law of resistance. Resisting arrest.
Yeah, listen to his show, Law and Code. Couple of times. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big ups to Dr. Mutwa. I mean, we do speak the law. This is the law if anybody ain't never caught it. This is the law that they don't want y'all to know about. Mm-hmm. See how I made it sound bad.
Yeah, and what you can do is inform people is read up on current events. You know, fuck that celebrity stuff. On current events happening around the world.
Fireliner says, if you want to understand the law, start with the compiled statutes of your state. Start with your constitution and your local state. Your local law.
Yeah, and I completely agree.
You're absolutely right, Fireliners. I appreciate love that. Thank you. You can do that on your own time.
I know, that's right.
Which takes us really back to the community, because I'm telling you, like, I don't know what the fuck. I have no idea what the fuck is going to happen. I already know what is happening. So, I mean, this shit here is some other shit that's going on. You know, and regardless, with the one thing I don't like about the fucking law that is made by men, and these men break the law whenever it makes them happy. So the law constantly changes. That's how you know it's full of lies, because it's not the fucking truth. So I say fuck the law, fuck everything in it, long as humans are making up the fucking law. And I would prefer if they go back to the original law, which is the commandments, then I'd be all right. That way we wouldn't be arguing about who's gay and who's not, who can live and who can't. You know what I'm saying? That means you can start taking bitches to jail, to court for fucking your nigga. Thou should not covenant what another motherfucker has had. Shit like that. Like, this shit'll be fun, man. It'll be fun taking a nigga to jail, to court for
that's
fucking your nigga
up.
Or some shit, or fucking your bitch. This shit'll be some fun-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Turn the
that
other cheek
exactly
and shit. You take a nigga to court for not turning the other cheek when you slap the shit out of them and they pulled out a gun and kick your ass with it. You can take them to court because they didn't turn the other cheek. Just shit like that would be fun. I-49-242. I think it all need to go back to that shit. But other than that, fuck the law. I say fuck the law because it's made by men and it don't make no fucking sense. It don't make sense. Fuck the IRS. Fuck the federal government, fuck the Federal Reserve, fuck the federal cartel, fuck all these motherfuckers because it don't make goddamn sense. Fuck. None of that shit doesn't make fucking sense. I swear to God. The school laws, the Board of Education laws don't make no fucking sense. It just don't make sense. Then how the fuck do the Child Protective Services come in? Don't you know they have a desk at your daughter's or your son's school? They have an office right there at your son's school? In your child's school? Like, how the fuck does shit like that work? Fuck these motherfuckers. Get rid of them. Just get them out your fucking mind. Fuck the law. Snap that shit out. Fuck the government. Snap them niggas out. Fuck all that shit. Just get that shit out your fucking mind, period, because it ain't going to fucking help you. These motherfuckers is not here to help. Fuck the law. No matter how much you know the fucking law, it still ain't going to help your black ass because humans and not robots are you're talking to. A judge is a fucking human robot. Even a fucking third article judge is not even supposed to. The third article judge not supposed to be sitting by your ass sitting there?
Yeah, that's
Yeah, even a third article judge ain't supposed to be. He should be, but there's not. Third article judges are not presiding over your case and shit. So it's just super shit. They break the fuck. They get taxed. They got to pay taxes. Yeah, they get taxes. Yeah. You know, like, it's certain shit. They don't fuck them motherfuckers, man. Fuck them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Then they say you got a freedom of speech, and you don't, because the police will lock you up if you say fuck you. Then they lock you up for saying, call it obstruction of justice. Well, what the fuck did he say? Obstruction of justice? What the fuck did he say? He said, fuck you. Give that nigga 10 years. You can't. You know, shit is bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit. They own your children. They own you. They own your house. They own your car. They own your breath. They own your heat. They own every fucking thing in the name of law. Fuck them all. Fuck these motherfuckers. You get, they give you a fucking ticket because they goddamn, they certified a car to go over 90 miles per hour and they give you a ticket for it. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them, Martin. Fuck them. Fuck. That's what I say. Fuck the law. Law ain't did shit but gave us a fucking world of hell. Hell. Yeah, murder is murder. How do you give, how do you let a police officer out on murder? Murder is murder, my nigga. If you kill a motherfucker, that's murder. How's these niggas getting probation or innocent off of killing a motherfucker? Didn't you pull the goddamn trigger? You should be in jail. Murder is fucking murder. I don't get none of this shit. So they not fair. The law does not treat you fair. There is no justice for you. No need to talk about some shit that these niggas don't fucking honor their goddamn self. And I said it before, they put your hand on the fucking Bible in court, but your hand is not on the Constitution. This all some fucking bullshit. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them. Fuck the law. Fuck the goddamn niggas that make it. Damn them, because it ain't no good. It's no good. No good. This is all part of the New World Order. That's why the judge takes the gavel and dap that motherfucker on the desk and say order. That means that motherfucker say what the fuck he want to say, and you have no say in that shit. I don't give a fuck how smart you are. You can be a lawyer that got drunk at the bar and got your motherfucking goddamn bar association degree, whatever the fuck that bullshit called. You can still be in contempt of court. Fuck you. Fuck, it's no fucking fair. It's no fair. It's not fair. It's not fair for lawyers, and it ain't fair for judges either. Shit. So, no, the law ain't going to get you the fuck out of this shit. These niggas, they make the fucking law. How can you, I'm telling you, prime example I learned, Girl Scout, arguing with the Girl Scout leader, knowing my daughter was right and exact, but that Girl Scout leader said, I don't give a fuck, bitch, she ain't going to have an ice cream party. That's when I realized at the end of the day, when you don't have your own shit, you at the mercy of somebody else's, and you have to respect that shit. Until you motherfuckers come together and get your own motherfucking jurisdiction, your judge, your police department, your military, your land, your own that fucking shit, at the end of the day, you at the mercy of these motherfuckers, whether you are right. They don't give a fuck, is what I found out. It's they shit. You cannot come in a nigga house and tell them they wrong. You can't fucking do it. They'll change their fucking mind when they feel like it. They don't give a fuck. These motherfuckers are what is considered, they are morally fucking correct, regardless if they're wrong. That's some bullshit. The police supposed to be here to protect and serve. When do they start serving nigga bullets and shit and a beat down and shit? Fuck, you'll be a damn fool. What the fuck? How the fuck I'm going to educate niggas on some shit that these crackers change their mind to every day? That shit don't fucking work. My daughter, my 14-year-old, wants to be a prosecutor, and she's a damn good one at it. She's already investigating, reading up, got law books and shit, doing all fucking essays on this shit. And I asked her, I said, as a prosecutor, what fucking happens, nigga, if you know in your heart that the motherfucker's innocent? My daughter said, God damn it, it doesn't fucking matter. My job is to present all the fucking facts to make that nigga guilty. My 14-year-old said that shit. I said, bitch, they gonna give you a job. They're going to give you a motherfucking job.
Good job. She described it accurately.
She even started quoting shit to me in fucking Constitution Session 4 Post 32. God damn it, the law says this. And I'm the fucking prosecutor. I want to slap her ass and say, I'm your mama, bitch.
That little bitch, 14 years old, goddamn said, hey, I got to uphold the law. That's my job as a prosecutor. I said, well, be a fucking lawyer. Help somebody. Nah, fuck them, be a prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, like, Baba, you got to be a lawyer first any fucking way. Yeah, but you, I said, what if you fucking know that the nigga is innocent when you know? Even Doc had to come in and say, well, you know, if you find something that and the person is innocent as a prosecutor, Sananda, then you can also be held accountable for withholding evidence that could free him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that Sananda said? My daughter said, shit, that shit ain't in the books. That shit ain't fuck that. My job is to win every motherfucking case. I said, bitch, you're going to get your job. You ain't got to ever fucking worry. She going to be the first one on that fucking arc. That damn submarine going to leave my ass to suffer. At the end of the day, what I'm saying is that motherfuckers take an oath and ain't shit you can do about it. They take an oath and ain't nothing you can do about it. It's an oath, nigga. It's a promise. It's a vow of secrecy. These are secret organizations. Y'all think that politics is just something that you just wake up one day and get in? You have to be fucked in. You have to vow oath, goddammit. You have to vow your silence in this shit. Y'all niggas think like no difference in Girl Scouts and shit. I'm telling you, Girl Scouts is one of the sickest motherfucking political arenas I've ever fucking experienced. In this motherfucker, I realize that my daughter is not my daughter. This bitch take an oath every time they come in. This bitch is no different than your child going to school having to say the Pledge of Allegiance. This bitch say, I vow to uphold the Girl Scout shit. Fuck you, mama. Fuck you, mama. My loyalty is to these bitches. I know what the fuck it is. It's no different than judges, lawyers, politicians, doctors, teachers, all around this motherfucker. Their loyalty is to their secret society. Live up to it. Believe that shit. Ain't got shit to do with you. If you ain't one of them, then you against them. That's how the fuck they see it. That's how they see it. If you ain't one of them, you against them. All right? That's how the fuck that shit is.
And
so you, if you're not in, that's it. They're not coming for you. They're not going to send unmarked vehicles with two goddamn niggas on a goddamn bike coming in your fucking house. You're not with them. You're not with them. You're not in that order. It's order, baby. It's the new world order. Y'all ain't with them. Y'all niggas just squirrels trying to get a nut. Y'all trying to survive. Y'all are complainers. Y'all complain about everything. Y'all ain't with them. Something is so small, even as goddamn, what the fuck? Oh, shit, my shit about to cut off. I hope I have the same fucking energy I got today I have in the new day.
I know, that's right.
Even something as so small as baseball league, baby league, kitty league, baseball, football. Your son and your daughter come home, you can't tell them shit. They bow to the coach. They bow to the team. Do you understand? If you ain't never argue with your child saying, nigga, next time I want you to take that fucking ball and you run that shit. And they tell you, nah, I got to do it this way, mom. I got to do it how the coach say. You know how the fuck that feels? It feels like a fucking oath. That's what the fuck it feels. Feels like they have to stick to one side and they will neglect your ass for the other. That's how that shit work. It don't fucking matter. It's all about secret societies, clandestine societies. All this shit is. All of it is. Wake up, my niggas. Wake up. Ain't got shit to do with nothing else. Ain't got shit to do with money being over, blacks dying, or niggas taking over the planet. It's the secret fucking clandestine society that's been going on for over 2,000 fucking years. Jesus was in it. Mary was in it. ISIS and all them Heptep, Torah, motherfuckers was in it. All them niggas is in it. The difference is your ass ain't in it. That's what that shit is. You in black power organizations that ain't got no power. That's what the fuck that shit is. That shit ain't no joke, man. These niggas pay allegiance to their order. That ain't got nothing to do with us. That's it. I love y'all, man. Y'all have a warden day. 12 noon, man. Shit. This is the Don Nicole Young Show. Get black. Goddamn it. Lean with it.
Hey.
Club, so the hoes call me Rocket. Posted in the cut. And
and I'm looking for a blockhead. Yep, in my white tee, I break a bitch back, and I keep a big bang. Oh, I think they like that. Before I leave the house, yeah, I'm slithering on the goose, yeah, and I'm hot in a plane. So a nigga really loose, and yeah, I can lean with it, lean and with I can rock with it. And if you got a fish, you gotta fuck a cop with it. Hey, go on and rock with it, go on and lean with it. So damn hard, you break your spleen with it. Put up your jeans with it, smoke some green with it. In the spot, ain't crunk, get the green in it. If you don't wanna do it, then I make your dance. Make your dance, but watch me make your face beat up my hand.
Beat up my hand.
See me hit the spot, better watch that boy. Boy, I lay from the road with a franchise.